Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
March 2nd, 1836, Texas Independence Day. We have the Republican gubernatorial primary kicking off today with Deborah Medina, Rick Perry, Kay Baby. We'll watch what happens there, but Medina's strong showing's already gotten national attention for other constitutionalists to run as Republicans or Democrats for that matter. We'll be covering it coming up later in the broadcast day and opening the phones up. Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst to Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., will be joining us to talk about government-sponsored terrorism in the Middle East. The good terrorists, terrorists that get caught blowing things up for the West, and our media calls them the good terrorists. Also, serious saber-rattling going on by Israel and Iran. Open talk of war. John Kerry travels to Israel and tells Israel, don't attack Iran. Mike Rivero joining us in the next hour with his once-a-month visit via video connection. We'll be live at PrisonPlanet.tv for 3 hours today, second, third, and fourth hour. And then Brad Martin will be joining us. They were up in Oregon and got the police BATF visit. They took their, not even BB guns, their airsoft. They shoot little soft plastic pellets, and the ATF has no jurisdiction, but they don't care. That is coming up for 30 minutes later in the third hour, and wide open phones, completely wide open phones in the second and fourth hour today. Again, we'll open the phones up next hour and then again in the fourth hour to talk about whatever issues you wish. On the economy front, jobless rate climbs 12% in the last 2 weeks. Wow, 12% increase in people losing their jobs in the last 2 weeks, and real unemployment's around 22%, according to all the private indexes that are out there. So you add this to it, boy, that is amazing. Also, oil gains to around $79 a barrel amid mixed U.S. data. You have world currencies declining in tandem through a coordinated effort of the private parasitic central banks that run our globe and the New World Order. And so, of course, you see gold surging to a six-week high, and gold futures rose today as well, pushing prices on the precious metal to the highest in 6 weeks as the U.S. dollar declined, increasing the appeal of gold as an alternative investment. We told you this will be short-lived, gold going down. It's a buying opportunity, and they may push it down again. But if you look at the overall trend of gold the last decade, it is up, 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 and away because currencies are being debased. It is a law of economics and currencies and commodities. Meanwhile, in Alabama and other states, they're reporting they can't hire enough local census workers. People don't like doing it, even though they need jobs. They don't like going to people's doors and threatening to arrest them if they don't answer questions about their toilet, their stocks and bonds, their light bulbs, their firearms. All violations of the Fifth Amendment. The police can't make you answer questions, and a census worker sure can't do it. In fact, I may want to have a space later during open phones for just census workers to call in and to talk about what they think of their job and if they enjoy it, or people that have been harassed by census workers. But we'll see if that happens. We have time to do that. Medicare payment reductions worry doctors, patients. This is out of Bay News 9, and I saw similar reports across the country. Massive 21% reduction in Medicare and Medicaid payments. See, they're already just slashing, even though they can't pass the health care bill, to slash. The banks have to get all the money. All your tax money has to go to them. Continuing, I saw a case of censorship today. I saw a case of censorship today dealing with an article on Blogspot dealing with Larry Silverstein. That is coming up, and a lot of other important news straight ahead. More reports of, well, we'll cover when we come back.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be breaking down all the different major economic indicators that show that the economy, not just of the United States, but of every Western nation, is in systemic designed freefall. Here's just one of the reports. House Majority Leader says Greek debt crisis can happen here. The United States must embrace a blend of tax increases and spending cuts to rein in its deficit or face a potentially crippling debt crisis like the one in Greece. Yes, all the money must be paid to the bankers. We must raise your taxes. We must cut your supposed benefits. Like a third world nation, everything has to go to the bankers. The top U.S. lawmaker warned yesterday. It's enough to look across the Atlantic at Greece's extreme economic crises and understand it can happen here. If we don't change course, it will happen here, said Democratic House Majority Leader Hoyer. Hoyer, a close White House ally, said Democrats and Republicans in the U.S. Congress must take the politically tough decisions, yes, following their banker master's orders, to deflate the ballooning U.S. deficit and tackle record-high U.S. debt. And they have all these articles in the Washington Post, the Washington Times, everywhere else that I've looked, explaining that Americans are greedy, bad people, and that Americans don't like the government, but why are they complaining? They're getting record amounts of money. The American people are getting more money than they are paying in taxes. No, we're not. The offshore banks are getting almost all of it, along with the military-industrial complex and the ballooning
federal and state bureaucracies. At every level, government's growing. And they'll pull a few stunts like, in California, teachers have to work one day a week free, and DPS workers have to work one day a week free, and yes, we're going to shut down part of some national parks, and we're not going to fill potholes. See, we need more taxes. No, they need to stop giving trillions of dollars a month to private offshore banks that created this scam. But they're already positioning it. Oh, we're going to have a depression. We're a year and a half after the bailout. We need more bailouts. We need to let the bankers set up a constitution of the bankers worldwide, a world government. They've got to call the shots. But don't worry. The bankers say they're going to fix the economy. They've got a plan. It's called green jobs. You lose two jobs for every job it creates, and they give the money to select cronies. It's a wonderful thing, and it'll shut down more power plants and put more taxes on businesses, and we're going to harass all the farmers and ranchers that are barely holding on by their fingernails, and this is going to be great. And China and India and everybody else in the third world and first developing world, they don't have to make any cuts, but we do. And then this is our plan, and it's going to be great. And meanwhile, jobless claims up 12% in the last 2 weeks. CNN reports the number of Americans filing for initial unemployment insurance surged to just below the 500,000 level last week. That's 500,000, ladies and gentlemen. That's a month. And have climbed more than 12% over the past 2 weeks, the government said Thursday. And these are cooked numbers. They don't count you as unemployed once you're off the unemployment rolls and have been refused after 6 months to a year. And they don't count the underemployed. There were 496,000 initial job claims filed in the week ended February 20th, up 22,000 from a revised 474,000 the previous week. Amazing. The Labor Department said in a weekly report the prior week there were 442,000 claims. Excuse me, I read that wrong, because last year you would see around 500,000 to 600,000 a month losing their jobs. Excuse me, I misread this. They are now losing 496,000 a week. See, my mind tends to underestimate things. People think I exaggerate. Generally, when I make mistakes, my brain plays tricks on me and I underestimate it. An article will say the banks just got another $2 trillion, and I'll say $2 billion, because I just, the mind cannot process this. So excuse me. What is four times 496,000 in a month? That is just shy of 2 million jobs. What is that, like 1,800,000+ jobs? 1,800,000+ jobs lost in just the last month. 1,800,000. Oh, this is unspeakably bad. That's got to be nudging real unemployment up to 25% or close to it. I mean, in the depths of the Depression, it was 30%. I mean, this is unbelievable. And back in 2006, we passed the Rubicon and had a higher debt ratio than even in the depths of the Depression. You like globalism? You like NAFTA and GATT? Well, they're saying, don't worry, we got the next phase of globalism. It will get you out of the Depression. Oil gains to around $79 amid mixed U.S. data as commodities begin surging. Gold reaches six-week high. Gold futures rose on Tuesday, pushing prices on the precious metal to the highest of 6 weeks as the U.S. dollar declined, increasing the appeal of gold as an investment instrument. Gold for April delivery rose $4.30 to $1,122.30, in earlier touched $1,125.50, the highest on a closing basis since January 19th. The dollar index, which measures the greenback
against a trade-weighted basket of six major currencies slid to 80.607 from 80.753 in late North American trading last night. Continuing, here's just an article out of St. Petersburg, Florida, and it mirrors what we're seeing all over the nation and all over the world, for that matter. We're all under the same group's control. Medicare payment reductions worry doctors and patients. March begins with a financial blow for doctors who are facing a major reduction in Medicare payments. The 21% reduction is the result of what some say is an outdated reimbursement formula from the 1990s. Over the years, Congress managed to waive the deficit reduction measure, but legislatures failed to repeal it last week. So 21% cut in the payments with funds that are absolutely essential in Medicare. And the news just continues on from there. I just want to mention this before I run out of time because Ray McGovern's coming up here in about 15 minutes. I was surfing around on the internet, or internets as Bush would say, this morning, and I tried to go over to a Blogspot article headlined, "Will Larry Pullet Silverstein, Will Mr. Larry Pullet Silverstein, did you commit insurance fraud on 9/11? And it's a pretty good article. But I noticed when I tried to go to the link to the Blogspot, it said, "This is a message." In fact, I sent that to you, Jaron. Did you get the message? I may not have been clear. I wanted you to print the message that they put up on Blogspot first, or maybe try to go to this from an outside link. And it says on there that Google has listed this as possibly dangerous information. Are you sure you want to go to this? And then you go to it, and it's an article about Larry Silverstein getting all this insurance in the World Trade Centers and Building 7 and the fact that he got a record insurance policy and a double insurance policy and how suspicious the whole thing is and how on a $150 million investment he made over $9 billion. And no, you can't go to that, or you better be careful when you go to that because it's so dangerous. It's so evil. Just another example of more and more attempts at internet censorship and intimidating people away from alternative information that are going on. Coming up later in the broadcast, Supreme Court weighs Chicago strict gun ban. Justices hear Second Amendment case, right to have a gun at home. But it says that Handgun Control Incorporated and others and the Justice Department are hopeful because they think the Supreme Court is going to rule, okay, you have a right to own firearms in Chicago and New York where they're basically banned for the general public, unless you make lucrative payments to the sheriff, who will then, in a few cases, let you have a concealed weapons permit. Mainly Goldman Sachs employees that came out are the ones that get it. In some cases, they pay more than $30,000 in campaign donations to get just one. It's like buying a nice new car. But they say, oh, the court, though, is set probably, we're thinking, according to court watchers and experts, to rule, yes, you have an individual right, but we have a right to restrict that right. So more Orwellian doublespeak. And then last week, I saw a report out of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The presiding chief justice said it was a total police state, end of the Fourth Amendment, that police can now go into your house without a warrant, without even having suspicion that a crime has been committed. And that dovetails with a Seattle Times article today. No curbs on border searches of cell phones, laptops of U.S. citizens. And the L.A. Times had an article last week we covered where they mainly focus on citizens, business people, and now foreign governments are doing this as well. And sometimes they keep your laptop for 6 weeks or longer, your cell phone, and they take it and they download everything off of it and then say, on your way, no Fourth Amendment, no nothing. And it says here that the U.S. Customs and Border Protection says, we don't need any suspicion of wrongdoing. It says without first establishing suspicion of wrongdoing. And the precedents they set in airports and on the border are what they then roll out in the general public. So just rapidly becoming a bona fide, certified
5-star total tyranny.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
A Texas poll up on PrisonPlanet.com reports Ron Paul approval rating 84% in his district. So much for him not representing the people. And they've had the Republican Party running 3 neocons against him, but he's set in the poll to get 74% of the vote in today's, in the upcoming primary contest. And in the overall poll, he has an 84% approval rating. Now, anti-New World Order, anti-global government, anti-private Federal Reserve, anti-any gun control laws,
anti-abortion, pro-control the border, 84%. There is no other Texas elected representative that I've ever seen with a number like that. See, we are the majority. We have the common sense approach. We know what the people want. And because Ron Paul has been able to get his message out, he has an 84% approval rating. The government overall has a 8% approval rating. 8% versus 84. Meanwhile, we have Democratic and Republican leaders and Glenn Beck and others all over television saying that we must have massive tax increases to pay the bankers off or they will shut us down like Greece. Will we continue to be held hostage by these people? And that's what Northcom and Homeland Security are publicly for, is to suppress the American people. It's not for folks with brown skin wearing turbans living in caves on mountaintops. That is used to sell you on the initial Patriot Act. And now Obama, Sunday night, reauthorized the USA Patriot Act and didn't pull out any of the provisions that are used in non-terror-related cases. Bipartisan tyranny, bipartisan corruption, and the naked body scanners are going in everywhere. There's massive resistance to it, but the establishment, just like they're breaking a horse, is forcing it through. Public schools are watching their pupils at home via government-issued laptops. The ATF is raiding toy shops that sell legal BB guns that shoot plastic pellets. It doesn't matter if major polls or the average person doesn't want their water fluoridated. The federal government will spend millions lobbying to get even small towns to put it in. It is truly a sick joke. And the list of corruption just goes on and on. We have a government trying to force young girls to take Gardasil shots on record that hurt them and kill them in many cases. Trying to force nurses and police to take swine flu shots, and it comes out the whole thing's a fraud. We just have to get the message out to everybody that we have a lawless, illegitimate government. And if we don't say no, it's just going to get worse. And before the break, I was getting into this article out of the Seattle Times today. No curbs on border searches of cell phones, laptops. In the last year and a half, civil liberties groups and business travel leaders have complained about U.S. border agents' broad authority to search and seize laptops. Well, the TSA does it too. And other electronic gadgets carried by travelers. iPhones, cell phones, laptops, Palm Pilots, and they just downloaded the material. They just seize it, say, good day, goodbye. But new information details the extent to which this has happened. Debate over the searches picked up steam in July of 2008 when the federal officials, not servants, officials, issued a policy directive that makes clear that agents at airports and borders can look into your electronic devices without first establishing suspicion of wrongdoing. Yeah, 2006 at Bilderberg in Ottawa. They grabbed our three laptops and downloaded their full contents and kept us for 15 hours screaming at us. In a recent nine-month period, U.S. Customs and Border Protection searched and seized 1,644 devices. And that's just when they filled out paperwork on it. It's much worse than that. In a recent nine-month period, U.S. Customs and Border agents searched and seized 1,644 devices from travelers entering and leaving the United States, according to data the American Civil Liberties Union obtained through a lawsuit. The most common target, cell phones. Of those searched or seized devices, 582 were cell phones, 398 were laptop computers, and 259 were digital cameras. The rest included MP3 players, flash drives, hard drives, DVDs, and other devices. Let me read this to you again. They take your electronic devices without first establishing suspicion of wrongdoing. No Fourth Amendment. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals last week, it's now a week and a half ago, ruled that police don't need warrants to come in your house and need no suspicion. And all over the country, from Boston to Chicago to Dallas, they're doing knock and talk, demanding to come in and look at your guns without warrants.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Ray McGovern on what's happening around the planet in the domestic police state, joining us in just a moment. We're carrying a new video by the filmmakers that made the America's Secret Beginnings series that are so professionally produced. They have a new one, A Lamp in the Dark, The Untold History of the Bible. Amazing documentary film. Actors, the whole nine yards, a lot of hidden history. A Lamp in the Dark, available right now at InfoWars.com by Christian J. Pinto. The same folks that produced the last three amazing films we also carry at InfoWars.com. And all the books and videos and T-shirts and materials are massively discounted at InfoWars.com. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139 and ask them about some of the combos and specials we're offering. Don't forget, even if you're listening to us on AM and FM dial, global shortwave, satellite like XM, or internet streams, at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, we have the free Apple iPhone. More than 20,000 people have downloaded the free Apple iPhone app in the last 3 weeks that we've had this app. Even if you don't have an iPhone, chances are your friends, your family, your neighbors do. You can go to InfoWars.com. There's big banners on the right-hand side. It takes you to the subpage link of the iPhone Apple Store, and it's a free download. You just send that link to your friends and family and tell them, hey, check out the show. They can hear it live, link through to the free podcast, and, of course, it restreams
24 hours a day after we're not live from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. So that's really growing. We're excited about that, and it's never been easier to wake somebody up by having them tune into the radio show. Okay, for the next 25 minutes, we're joined by Ray McGovern. Really doesn't need much of an introduction here. He's a retired CIA officer, political activist who writes and lectures all over the country. He's also an author and researcher, writes articles for Counterpunch and many other great publications. He is co-founder of Veterans Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. And of course, he famously grilled and shut down Rumsfeld when he was lying, saying he never said WMDs were in Iraq. And of course, Ray McGovern also has been exposing a lot of the things that the government's been doing, some of the stage crises that they use to expand wars and tyranny. And I wanted to get him on a host of issues today. Ray, good to have you back with us.
Thank you, Alex. Good to be with you.
So much is going on, but out of the gates, before we get into terrorists working for our government, staging attacks overseas, open discussions of assassinating U.S. citizens abroad, Barack Obama, you'd been hopeful that there would be a shift away from the neocons. Now we hear continued talk of new wars, expanded wars, continuing torture. He reauthorized the Patriot Act. Who is Barack Obama? Are you disappointed? And who's really running the White House?
That's a good question. Who is Barack Obama? I did have some expectations which have been dashed. I'd home in on the Middle East and right into the Israeli-Arab dispute, the conflict there. He offered some hope that he would take a more realistic view. As a matter of fact, major speech, he said, Israel, no more settlements on the occupied territories. No ifs, ands, or buts, no more settlements. And Netanyahu took his thumb and his other fingers and thumbed his nose at Barack Obama and said, oh, yeah, by the way, we've stopped working on this little part of East Jerusalem, but now we're going to do a new settlement on this hill and that hill. So for Barack Obama, after a year in office, to tell, I guess it was a Time reporter, in this plaintive tone, gee, you know, I didn't think that the Arab-Israeli thing was so intractable. They both, they're so stubborn. It's as though he has no leverage, you know? And, you know, $3 billion a year from your tax money and mine that they give to Israel every year, that doesn't give any leverage. Give me a break. So my major fear right now, Alex, is that Netanyahu has to look on this Obama character as a real wuss, you know, a real captive of the Israel lobby in this country. And so what's to prevent Netanyahu from starting a war with Iran with the full expectation that Congress will vote, as it usually does, 492-3 in favor of, defending our, quote, ally, and I use quotation marks because an ally is a country with which another country has a defense agreement, and there is no mutual defense agreement between Israel and the United States, and that's more than just a technicality that does not oblige us to go to war if Israel provokes a war with Iran.
Well, Ray McGovern, you were one of the chief analysts in the morning briefer for Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr. If you were there sitting in front of the president today, i.e. the American people you're speaking to right now, what's the word with all your intelligence sources and also just analyzing the full spectrum? We see Ahmadinejad saying Israel plans to attack in the spring or summer. We see the communist Chinese saying, that they're basically girding for conflict with the United States. We see Russia now becoming more and more angry at what the West is doing. We see John Kerry dispatched to Israel in the speech, to say, look, don't attack. Let us just do crippling sanctions. What are the chances they are going to launch a war? What will it look like? Are we in real danger right now?
It all depends, in my view, Alex, on how Netanyahu and his cohorts there in Tel Aviv view Obama. The incredible traveling back and forth between Washington and Tel Aviv, you have the CIA head, you have the National Security Advisor, you have the Defense Secretary, you have the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. You know, it never stops. Biden is either there or going there this week.
Something's being planned.
Well, you know, it seems to me that what's happening is what happened a year and a half ago when Admiral Mullen, just named Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman, went to Israel and he said, look, we don't want a war with Iran. So stop listening to Elliot Abrams and Dick Cheney. I'm the head of the U.S. Armed Forces, and I don't want you to provoke war. Now, listen to me. Listen to me. I'm a naval officer, okay? I know what happened on June 8th, 1967, when you tried to sink one of our ships, okay? That's not going to happen again, so don't even think of it. Now, that was amazing, Alex, because that was the first time any senior statesman, any senior military officer ever raised the USS Liberty incident with the Israelis. He read on the Riot Act, and it worked at a time when Cheney and Bush were launching the juggernaut toward war against Iran. And the other thing that helped, of course, in those days was the sensible U.S. intelligence estimate that said, and most people forget this, the estimate said, yeah, Iran had been working on the weapons part of a nuclear program up until the fall of 2003, and then they stopped. And we say that with great confidence. Now, whether they've resumed between 2003 and 2007 when the estimate came out, we're not sure, but we have reasonable confidence that they have not started that again.
Well, Ray, I saw that in the paper when it happened, and I don't want to just glaze over it. That's an important point you raised a few minutes ago that I'd really kind of forgotten about. It had gone in the memory hole that Admiral Mullen, and I saw it in the Jerusalem Post, said don't stage an event like the USS Liberty. I mean, that was an amazing statement by a top military officer of don't launch a false flag. And I remember you almost 4 years ago on this show saying, I think Cheney will try to stage a Gulf of Tonkin near the Strait of Hormuz. And then a year and a half later, it came out that right around that time, Cy Hirsch reported it, MSNBC, it was confirmed, wanted to have U.S. Navy SEALs attack U.S. destroyers as a staged provocation. Looks like they only did the fake radio transmission, but that wasn't enough. And the Admiralty, didn't bite, and Fallon didn't bite on it. So flesh that out for people in layman's terms, what it means to have a top military officer go to the Israelis and say, look, don't stage an event.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good that you pointed out Cy Hirsch's reporting, because he also reported that Dick Cheney had proposed, and I don't know how far this got, but proposed painting PT boats, or, you know, these Swift boats with Iranian colors, and having them dropped off by the Israelis in the Persian Gulf and create an incident that way. So all this is very real, and the distinction I would make between what Mullen did a year and a half ago and what he did just two weeks ago, is this. Now he's sounding like, please don't start an attack. It wouldn't be a good idea. Oh, yeah, it's on the table. An attack is on the table. Never mind, Alex, that it's a war crime to attack a country that hasn't attacked you or has no capability of attacking you. It's still on the table, but please, pretty please, it would really be nothing. So the tone has changed. It's not a kind of a forward look. We know what you're up to. Don't even think of it. Now it's, we know what you're up to, but please, this would really create quite a mess. And so that disconcerts me. That really worries me, because, Mullen has been pretty, when he had Fallon out there also, then, things were pretty hard-nosed in the military. The military does not want to get involved with war with Iran, because they know it would be a catastrophe. I, at the end of this article I wrote, I compared Iraq and Afghanistan, in light of a war with Iran. Well, Iran would make the war with Iraq and Afghanistan look like a girls' volleyball match between Mount St. Ursula and Holy Name Academy. That's how bad it would be.
So what's the word in Washington with all your sources? I mean, clearly they're trying to sell a war. We see it all over the newspapers. It's being pushed. I mean, what are the chances statistically or dead reckoning that they are going to launch an attack? What will that attack look like, and what will the aftermath be?
Well, I would not exclude the Israelis doing what they did on the 9th of June, 1967, the day after the attack on the USS Liberty. That's when they went up on the Golan and took the Golan Heights from Syria. Now, why do I compare that to these days? Well, the U.S. ambassador, the people in Washington, they were all over the Israeli leaders saying, no, okay, all right, you took the side, you took all, please, don't go up on the Golan, for Pete's sake. That would get you involved in a war with Syria. Don't do that, okay? And, of course, they had every intention of doing that. And one of the reasons, I believe, that they tried to sink the Liberty, it's because the Liberty was in position to intercept communications without which the Israelis couldn't do Golan, okay? So they were sure the U.S. was going to find out about it, and therefore they thought they would nip it in the bud there by sinking a ship. In any case, the situation is very similar now because there's no guarantee that the Israelis won't go ahead with the full expectation that a lopsided vote in Congress and in the administration. I mean, look who's running the place. It's Rahm Emanuel. Now, to his credit, you know, he's a very patriotic guy. And, you know, when the balloon went up in the first Gulf War, he immediately rejoined the army. Most people don't realize that it was the Israeli army that he joined. And for all I know, he's still a reservist in the Israeli army, probably in intelligence. Now, he's running the White House. Give me a break. So we have a bunch of people who, as I've said before, have great difficulty distinguishing between what they believe to be the strategic necessities of Israel vis-a-vis the strategic needs of our own country. And that is the kind of situation that George Washington himself, our first president, warned about when he talked about passionate attachments of one country to the perceived needs of another.
Absolutely. When he was, of course, first president, they burned effigies of him all over the country. The French tried to foment a rebellion in the U.S. because he would not authorize a new war against the British. He said, no, we want our independence and our freedoms, not to be in an imperial alliance with the French. And these entangling alliances are not what we need to do. And that's what built America. But what's wrong with Israel? I mean, I'm no geopolitical wizard, but I can look at the pieces. It really isn't in Israel's interest. They know Iran doesn't have nukes. Iran even tried to buy the uranium for the power plants from France a few months ago, which proves it wasn't to be used in weapons. Why does Israel want to attack Iran?
It's the last bastion of support for people who in Israel's eyes endanger the state of Israel. It is true that Iran affords a lot of help to Hamas in Gaza and Hezbollah in Lebanon. Now, these have been branded terrorist organizations by the U.S., but they're mostly they're so popular because they help the common people, the poor people, and they do have terrorist wings. Now, these terrorists can wreak havoc on Israel, and that's why Israel is doing all this preemptive stuff, including killing 14,000 Gaza, mostly civilians, at the turn of a year ago. So the Israelis would like to take advantage of the opportunity to raise this, what should we call it, this pretext of Iran becoming close to a nuclear weapon to do in the regime there, and to make Iran the kind of basket case that they succeeded in getting the Bush administration to make Iraq into.
And we've seen a lot of different breakdowns by analysts of what will happen if Iran is attacked. All of the scenarios are bad, but they go from bad to worse. Briefly, what will happen if Iran is bombarded?
One of the things they'll do, and this will hurt most Americans, is mine the Straits of Hormuz. And, you know, through that Strait of Hormuz, go, I think, 40% of the exported oil, to the rest of the world. So you're talking about Japan, China, talking about some really interesting and powerful countries that would be affected by this, not to mention U.S., people at the gate. And he said, yeah, they could. But we could take it back within 3 days, probably. Well, right. Well, how are you going to take it back, Admiral Mullen? You're going to send the Marines to scale those cliffs? Where are you going to get the Marines from, Admiral Mullen? You're going to take them out of Afghanistan? There aren't any Marines. So, you know, the situation.
And the
is,
Iranians aren't the Iraqis. I mean, they really are going to have focused, sustained counterattacks. And from what I've read, all they've got to do is not mine it. They'll sink a bunch of ships there, and you're not going to get that out in a month.
Sure, they could do that. And, you know, they have all these little boats with rocket launchers on them, and they have coastal defense things that won't quit. These big U.S. ships in the Persian Gulf are sitting ducks, frankly. They're not. If I were the head of the Navy, I'd get them the heck out of there and not make them sitting
what
ducks.
What is it, 13,000 sunburn missiles that can hit all our ships? We'll be right back with Ray McGovern.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Fifteen minutes into the next hour, Ray McGovern will leave us. We'll do the rest of the hour live at PrisonPlanet.tv with Mike Rivero. Ladies and gentlemen, I've seen all these big statements out of the State Department and many others that this is one of the most critical times in world history in the last 200 years. Henry Kissinger has said that. Everything is coming together like a perfect storm, like we saw in the lead up to World War I and World War II. The world economy is plunging. The banks are looting. They need a political distraction like a war. Israel wants a war. Now you have all that coming together in a perfect storm. How do we avert this? We were finishing up with Ray McGovern on the subject of what Iran would do. Certainly, Ray, they wouldn't stop just with closing the Strait of Hormuz, would they?
No, I think that you know, they have so many options, it's really hard to predict. I mean, one of the things they could do is cause all kinds of casualties in Iraq. They could do the same in Afghanistan. They could shoot a couple of rockets into Israel, and some people believe that they could destroy the Israeli weapons reactor in Dimona. So, you know, the Israelis can't be really clear about what would happen unless they enlist the U.S. To be at the ready if and when they decide to attack. I think that a lot of their concern, though, even the Israeli concern, is kind of like a synthetic one. You know, it's manufactured concern. They're whipping up this hysteria, even though the Iranians, poor souls, are having all kinds of trouble trying to enrich their uranium, even to work in a nuclear reactor for electricity. And they're whipping up this hysteria because it's something that the U.S. Citizens can be sold on, just like before Iraq. Now, one of the things that's really curious is here's Hillary Clinton, our Secretary of State, out there in Doha, out there in the United Arab Emirates, and she's saying, you know, we recognize that Iran is not a threat to the United States, but it is a threat to our friends and allies. Now, for that, read Israel. And so, you know, how is it a threat? Well, if it got one nuclear weapon, you know, that would be a real threat, an existential threat to Israel, which only has between 200, 300, deliverable by rocket, by under the sea, by naval aircraft, you know, you name it, deliverable in all kinds of ways. So it's a real stretch, you know, despite the, you know, the paranoia or the...
Meanwhile, Pakistan's got quite a few nukes and medium-range delivery systems.
Yeah. Well, even, you know, my friend Robert Gates, who was nominated to be defense secretary... right there in 2004, I guess, at the end, well, no, 6, right after the terrible election for the Republicans. You know, when he was asked by it's Carl Levin, the head of the Armed Services Committee in the Senate, he said, Mr. Gates, why would Iran want to have a nuclear weapon? And Gates, I guess, thinking more as an analyst rather than a politician, he says, well, look at the map. They're surrounded by countries that have nuclear weapons. There's Pakistan, there's Russia, there's Israel.
Turkey.
Turkey doesn't have the nuclear weapons.
Well, we've got nukes there, yeah.
Yeah, but and then in the Persian Gulf, you've got the U.S., so they're surrounded. Pakistan, Russia. Israel and the U.S. and Persian Gulf. Well, that caused all kinds of ripples because Gates should have known that it's not politically correct to mention Israel in this connection, okay? But he did. And, of course, that's a sensible. Look at Iran. Look at from their point of view. They're named one of the three axes of evil, okay? Now, what happens to North Korea? They have a bomb, nothing. What happens to Iraq? They all have a bomb.
They get a bomb, they're safe. Stay there. Back in 1 minute, we'll continue along these lines.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So we have the son of one of the top ear gun terrorists that blew up British military bases and villages of Arabs in Palestine and Israel. He's basically in there running the White House as an open Israeli officer. He's there advising Obama. I was talking to Ray about chances of them attacking Iran. I'll ask him that on air. But if you were there talking to Obama, if you could have an hour with Obama, what would be the first thing you said to him, Ray McGovern?
Well, you know, this kind of thing is not impossible. Let me go back a couple of years and tell you that I met Senator John Warner, my distinguished senator from Virginia, at a concert. Okay? He was walking alone outside, and I said to my wife, oh, this is a great chance. I went out there and introduced myself as the fellow that gave up my seat at the Bolshoi Ballet when he came to sign agreements on disarmament back in 1972. And he said, oh, you're the one. So we got a little camaraderie there. And as we walked back into the crowd there, he's hanging onto my arm. And I said, you know, Senator Warner, you really ought to look into why they hate us, why they really hate us. And he turned to me and said, oh, why is that? And I said, because they identify us specifically and exclusively with the state of Israel and the kinds of oppression that Israel is doing in the Middle East. Now, his grip on my arm, Alex, was like a vice. He cut off the circulation. And he said, whoa, I don't know what we can do about that. And I looked at him, and I said, holy Moses, here's a guy, last term in the Senate, he's been around a long time, and he panics. He grabs my... cuts off the blood circulation in my left arm and says, oh, I don't know if we can do anything about that. And there it is. So what I would do to Obama is grab his arm and say, look, Barack, you're surrounded by people who don't have the interests of the United States primary in mind. This Iran thing is a cockamamie way to do the kind of regime change that Bush and Cheney did in Iraq. Face up to it, Obama, or else just go away, because you're a terrible disappointment the way you cave in to all these crooks. That's what I'd say to Obama.
Plus, there's the ramifications. I've seen a lot of top analysts saying this could trigger a World War III type scenario, or bare minimum, a wider conflict. And there's a lot of other regimes around the world that on both sides or on different sides, on their own side, who may take an attack on Iran knowing we're totally overextended as a chance to start new wars and take over other areas.
Well, not only that, but the Iranians have the kind of terrorist system that, you know, makes Al-Qaeda look like a grammar school. They can cause all kinds of troubles here in this country as well. So, you know, it's really necessary for this word to get out. And what I call the fawning corporate media, Alex, the mass media in this country, TV, radio, owned by the kinds of corporations that are profiting from wars such as we have in Iraq and Afghanistan and, God forbid, Iran, they don't know which end is up. They don't care about U.S. soldiers perishing in these wars. All they care about is to disguise the real roots of these wars. Now, one thing I'll just add to this calculus. Today, there's a Washington Post panegyric, a very laudatory exposition on Rahm Emanuel. The reason that Barack Obama is foundering is because he hasn't heeded Rahm Emanuel's advice. That's the whole point of this thing, written by one of their neocon writers, okay? Now, in the midst of this thing, it turns out that Rahm Emanuel was first and foremost among those that said, you can't try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in a civilian court. Now, he wants him tried in a military court. Why is that? Well, you know why that is? Because Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, when he was asked, when he was first apprehended, why he did what he did in masterminding 9/11, he said, because of my extreme hatred for U.S. policy favoring Israel. That's going to come out in a civilian court. Rahm Emanuel and the other neocons don't want it to
stay there. Let's talk about your article, The Good Terrorist.
Hi. Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got 2 hours and 52 minutes left in this four-hour radio broadcast. It is Texas Independence Day, March 2nd, Tuesday. We've got about 6 minutes left with Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst, multiple presidents. For the balance of the hour into the next, we're going to have the once-a-month visit with Mike Rivero. I'm Alex Jones. We're going to be getting into the economy, the police state, and a lot more. The attack on the internet that's taking place, the transformation of our republic into a first-rate banana republic. But going back to Ray McGovern here, Ray, shifting gears just into the policies that our nation has really now openly adopted. 3 years ago, 4 years ago, Bush put out a press release from the White House saying, oh, we're funding these four patriot groups inside Iran, three of them tied to Al-Qaeda, one of them commanded by the number three in Al-Qaeda. And I remember years ago, you talk about the Golden Mosque in Iraq being bombed by Western forces to get the Sunnis and Shiites killing each other. That later came out that that was the case. This is standard operating procedure. And you wrote an article titled A Good Terrorist Captured by Iran for Counterpunch. Break down the type of covert operations, the black ops, the false flags that are being launched against Iran. Because from all this evidence and the White House admitting it and Obama continuing it, Iran has been incredibly restrained in putting up with this and not responding.
Well, they had a big piece of luck because they had captured one of the good terrorists. Now, as is well known, there are good terrorists and there are bad terrorists. The bad ones are the bad guys. The good ones are the ones that we fund to the tune of $400 million. Can you imagine? $400 million for covert operation. You can do a lot of stuff with $400 million. And one of the terrorist organizations that seems to be acquiring some of this largesse, our tax money, is a violent organization called Jundallah. Now, people have to realize that almost half the population in Iran is minorities. Okay, you have the Azeris, you have the Baluchis, you have the Kurds. Only about 51% are actually Persian. So there's a fertile field for causing trouble and putting the regime off balance. Well, they caught this one fella, and his claim to fame was running this Jundallah, which is not only harassing everyone that can, not only tried to assassinate Ahmadinejad, but also can be used in this manner. On October 1st last year, there was a breakthrough agreement. It shocked everyone. For the first time, a high-level negotiator, that is, it was the Undersecretary of State, was sent to talk with the Iranians together with the Europeans about the Iranian nuclear problem. And the proposal was, hey, why don't you send 75% of your low-enriched uranium to Russia and to France, and we'll turn it into the fuel you need for your small reactor that produces medical isotopes. And guess what the Iranians said? Okay, that sounds like a good idea. What a shock! Even the New York Times acknowledged that if this happens, that would represent a major accomplishment, reducing Iran's ability to make a nuclear weapon quickly and buying more time for negotiations. Okay, well, that looked really good. Guess what happened? Jundallah rose to the occasion. And 2.5 weeks later, namely on October 18, 2009, mounted a guerrilla operation that killed the deputy commander of the Revolutionary Guard's ground forces, another brigadier general who commanded that part of Iran, three other brigade commanders, and dozens of other military officers and civilians. Jundallah took proud credit for that. Now, the next day was the resumption of negotiations in Vienna this time to follow up on the breakthrough agreement. And what you could see what happened would happen. The Revolutionary Guards went to their patron, who was the supreme leader, Khamenei, and said, You're going to trust the West after what they've done just now? You're going to trust them by putting 75% of uranium into Russian and French hands? Give me a break. And so that deal fell through. Now, was that a terrible disappointment to Hillary Clinton and the rest of them? Not at all. They wanted the deal to so they're not concerned about the nuclear potential of Iran. What they want is regime change. And were this deal to have gone through, Ahmadinejad and the rest of them would have been in a stronger position than the one they are now. So, this is so hypocritical and, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize what's going on there. They want regime change. They don't care much about the nuclear thing, or else they would have taken the Iranians on their agreement in principle to go through with it. Now, the rest of the story is the Iranians have come up with several other very constructive suggestions. They've all been turned down by guess who? Rahm Emanuel and Dennis Ross, another neocon. And so the idea is not so much the Iranian problem, but the nuclear problem, uranium, but it's the Iran problem. It's Ahmadinejad, whom people still call, and I saw it in USA Today yesterday, still say that he's trying to wipe Israel off the face of the map. That is a crude, manufactured translation by the New York Times and others of what he really said, and what he really said was nowhere close to that.
Well, we also, 6 months ago, they said secret nuclear plant found in Iran. And it turned out they reported a plant they were building 6 months before they had to, according to the IAEA rules. And so hoax after hoax by the same globalist that have brought us WMDs in Iraq.
Yeah, Alex, we have to be just a trifle careful here. I think talked to a lot of the experts here. Iran should have notified us before they did about that thing. When they did invite us in, of course, the UN inspectors found nothing, so we're still at a very rudimentary stage. But one has to remember that there are certain obligations the Iranians have not lived up to, and you know, people have been saying to me, well, did Iran ever try to do a nuclear weapon? Well, hell yes, you know. Let's realize that up until the fall of 2003, they spent almost two decades working on nuclear weapons.
Well, Ray, I'm certainly no fan of Iran. I'm not a fan of any of these governments around the world. They're almost always run by, you know, corrupt oligarchies or these different, you know, regimes. My issue is I don't want World War III to start there in the Middle East and Central Asia. And we really appreciate you coming on and breaking down all these different angles today. And we certainly hope that war isn't launched in the spring or the summer. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for the time.
Most welcome.
All right. There goes Ray McGovern. Now, for the balance of this hour, we are joined by Mike Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com. Fellow GCN radio host. He joins us once a month here. Of course, I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. We just began simulcasting the last 2 hours and 45 minutes of this radio show. We always take a portion of the show and transmit it visually for PrisonPlanet.tv members. I want to shift gears into the economy. I want to get into the burgeoning police state, the attack on the internet, and a host of other issues with Mike Rivera. But in the balance of this short segment, since we were just talking about Senator Kerry going over to Israel this week saying, please don't launch an attack on Iran. We have the military saying they don't want to do it, but most of the newspapers pushing it. I do want to get Mike Rivera's take on what's happening in the Middle East right now. Mike Rivera, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me there, Alex. And my take on the Middle East is, as you point out, we have a group of individuals in the United States and in Israel who want yet another war on Israel's enemies. They're still pushing as hard as they can. About 2 weeks ago, leading up to the Olympics, there was this huge renewed propaganda effort to try and convince America that Iran is some kind of a threat to us. They didn't get any traction with that, and they've kind of backed off. Then we were hearing about how Israel might just go ahead and attack Iran without the permission of the United States. They were supposed to vote on that in the Knesset on Sunday. I don't think they got the vote. They're not acting like they got it. Now, yes, last night we got this statement from Hillary Clinton that renewed new sanctions against Iran may take a couple of months. And so I think the news story we were seeing about how Russia was now open to sanctions was not 100% accurate, because what Russia really said is what they've always said. If there was evidence of a nuclear weapon program in Iran, they would support more sanctions. But they're not willing to just support them as things are right now.
What about Iranian statements that we've been seeing from Ahmadinejad and others that they expect Israel to attack them in the spring or summer?
It seems a very reasonable expectation. I think the only reason Israel hasn't attacked yet is because the American government cannot get the support of the American people for another war, and cannot get the support of the American people for any more assistance and aid in Israel's wars against other countries. I think Operation Cast Lead in Gaza may prove, in hindsight, to have been Israel's greatest political miscalculation. They're trying to basically rebrand and spin it away as no big deal. But I think the world got a real wake-up call about what Israel is really like, and the American people, by and large, do not want to support that, either morally or financially. And because of that, I think that's putting a brake on the situation. Now, of course, our future is always under the control of whichever world leader is the least mentally stable, and there are definitely people in Israel who are capable of ordering an attack against Iran, knowing that Israel could not withstand a counterattack, but just absolutely serenely confident that they can get the U.S. to come in, spend American dollars, shed American lives to protect Israel from
retaliation. And then don't let a good crisis go to waste. Get us into a crisis. We're going to come back and finish up on this topic, because we know Israel, at least large sectors of their government, as you just said, the Knesset isn't really going for it right now, so that's some good news. But large sectors of the Israeli government, including their leader, Netanyahu, do want it right now. And they have some allies, the military-industrial complex and the big banks, that want a new political distraction to bring in this new Bank of the World that's being pushed. We'll talk about that.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government, it gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Peter Krachnovel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Krachnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Krachnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same?
Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, the United States has become an engine of oppression and preemptive war and wars of aggression. We're being robbed by the same offshore banks that own the big military-industrial complex, that are making hundreds of billions a year off the surveillance grid being installed all over the world, but predominantly in England, the U.S. and Canada, Australia, New Zealand. And they want new wars. And they are waging war against our liberties and freedoms. And I was talking to Mike Rivero about the fact that Israel says they want to go to war with Iran. They have some allies, though, don't they, Mike, in that the corrupt corporations need this political distraction, and they need, because they know if we're in a war, people will put up with losing their jobs or having their pension funds seized.
They hope that people will put up with losing their jobs and having their pension funds seized. It's this kind of war's distraction has worked before, but this is a very new age, and we're going into this potential escalation of conflict with the American people already polling as 2/3 are already angry with the federal government. They don't trust the government. They don't trust the banks. They understand that wars are just a big money-making deal. It places, you know, the banks want wars. They don't even care which side wins or loses because both sides go into debt. And the American people certainly understand this. And so I think the reaction of the American public to a new war is going to be dramatically different from what the government and the corporations and the banks hope it will be. We understand about the military-industrial complex. We understand that Iran is not actually a threat to the United States of America. We understand that we were lied into the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and that we're engaging in these covert wars in Pakistan, Somalia, and Yemen. We're killing more civilians than we are enemy combatants. And the American people, I think, are really kind of fed up. I think a new war in Iran is going to blow up in the government's face. I think that's the reason it hasn't started yet.
The only way Iran is a threat, and this is just from my own common sense, but I've seen a lot of top analysts say the same thing, is if you do attack them, according to the law of war, if you're preemptively attacked, you can fight back any way you want. Like, U.S. military's always put special forces in behind enemy lines to blow up dams, to attack police stations, to engage in terror attacks. That's just called guerrilla warfare. But then the media has said if Iran so much as fires anti-aircraft guns at Israeli or U.S. jets while they're bombing them, that that's an act of terror. I mean, this is mass mental illness where anyone who buys into this is basically the equivalent of saying anyone who raised a hand against Hitler was bad or anyone who raised a hand against Stalin was bad, that you don't have a right to raise your hand against an aggressor.
Yeah, it's the how dare you fight back at us kind of situation. And, or as Eddie Izzard would say, you know, are they allowed to do that kind of mentality? And it is. I mean, you know, we're waging war on all these countries. And I think this is an extension of this whole idea that we're somehow doing these nations a favor. We saw that with the run up to Iraq, that they're going to greet us with flowers. And therefore, anybody who's shooting back at us is just being a spoil sport. The same thing going into Iran. We're just bringing those people democracy. Of course, they're going to welcome us. And the only people shooting back at us are a bunch of malcontents. And it's completely absurd. The people that are shooting back at the American forces are the ordinary, everyday men, women, and children who live in a country, and they want to hang on to it. They don't want to see it taken over by another U.S. puppet.
We know why FEMA, in all their manuals, demonizes the founding fathers and calls them terrorists, because the British were invading, and they were fighting back against the imperial power, and that is terrorism. And if you read the internal Pentagon documents, the banks in Serbia and Iraq and other places, they want to wreck the infrastructure so the big banks can come in with loans at 30% interest with our tax money paying for it and take over their countries. They know there's not going to be roses. They know they're not liberating. We know in every case where the West has its druthers, it installs dictators or oligarchs over these countries and actually puts Muslim extremists back in power in Afghanistan and into power in Iraq because they like them.
They just want to keep the turmoil going because the turmoil creates business opportunities for American interests. This is a war to impose American Western banks on the rest of the world. When you hear the buzz phrase, clash of civilizations, it's literally a war between two banking systems. You have the Islamic banking system on one, and you have the Western-style banking system on the other, the reserve banking system. And as I've pointed out many, many times before, the problem with the Federal Reserve banking system is because all the money represents a loan from the private central bank to the people. The instant that first Federal Reserve note goes into circulation, more money is owed to the banking system than is actually in existence. And this is why we have recession after recession after depression after depression. And now they want to impose the same thing on the rest of the world.
We'll talk about the global dictatorship of the bank straight ahead, a financial black hole designed from its inception to fully dominate and create neo-feudalism. They then come in with the phony environmentalism to camouflage open slavery.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Way up north,
to Alaska,
way up north,
to Alaska,
north to Alaska, go north, the rush is on, north to Alaska.
We're going back to Mike Rivero here in just a moment. We're going to shift gears into the economy, government takeover of healthcare, police state developments. We're also going to open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I want to remind the listeners and viewers that if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, it's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. You get all my films in super high quality, thousands and thousands of my radio shows in higher audio quality, a higher quality commercial-free podcast, my book, Paul Watson's book. We've got Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, coming out later next month. I've been quietly working on for close to a year. I get so busy on these films, we don't even plug we're making them. We've also got Jason Burmese's new film, Invisible Empire, which is a whole new level for Jason. It's an incredibly powerful film, the whole history of the New World Order, extremely informative and riveting documentary. That will all premiere at PrisonPlanet.tv next month. It's $5.95 a month, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. I want to thank all the great PrisonPlanet.tv members. We've updated and improved the site. We're improving it even more. In April, and we're talking about a month from now, it'll be 6 years of PrisonPlanet.tv. It takes about a minute to sign up. You can share your passcode with six people. And then we couldn't afford any more bandwidth than that. So you can also get a passcode, then username passcode, and share it with a few of your friends and family that you want to wake up to see Endgame, Fall of the Republic, all these documentary films and the live TV show we simulcast with the radio, a whole other dimension. And then we archive that each day, the video of the live show as well at prisonplanet.tv. I also want to tell you about ecolablue.com. Did you know you could be drinking fresh, clean water made right out of the air you breathe? No, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our sponsor, EcolaBlue, with their EcolaBlue 28 and their brand new EcolaBlue 30 machines will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use and will make up to 7.5 gallons of water per day. The water, once generated, passes through 7, or if it's EcolaBlue 30, 12-stage filtering process, including reverse osmosis, carbon filtration techniques, ensuring that you know exactly what you're drinking. No chemical pollutants or the fluoride we spend so much time talking about on the show. Get your very own source of unlimited renewable drinking water for you and your family today by visiting them at EcolaBlue.com or by clicking on their banners at InfoWars.com. The number is 800-691-6043 if you want an information package, 800-691-6043. Okay, going back to Mike Rivero, again, who joins us from Hawaii via video Skype for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, radio, you're hearing him. The economy, how long, and I guess the answer is they can't. I mean, they aren't fooling people, but how long can they fool the rest of the dumbbells out there that we're not really in a depression, that the banks, Gordon Brown and others announcing a constitution of and by the banks globally, bankrupting all the nations by design, not just Iceland, not just Spain, not just Greece, but the U.S., they're now openly in our media, Bloomberg Financial, everywhere, parroting, the banks will save us later this year, early next year, the next 16 months. The banks will save you. They're going to bankrupt everything, and then you will pay your taxes to them. And we've got to raise taxes to pay the banks and cut Medicare and Medicaid. And we've got to do this, or we're going to have a depression. When we're already going into a depression because they've done it by design. Mike Rivero, how do you see this unfolding, and how bad from your research is the economy really?
Well, the economy is, I think, in a hopeless situation. I mean, the government has plunged us all deeply into debt. They impoverished us even further to save Wall Street. Meanwhile, they were sending all of our manufacturing jobs to other countries. I equate our economy to a boat with 10 holes in the bottom, and the government only has 5 corks. And all it's able to do right now is grab a cork out of one hole and shove it into another in full view of the press cameras and say, look, I'm correcting the problem. I'm fixing the problem. But we know the long term there. I don't think it's possible to save this country right now. I don't think it's possible to save the economy. And, you know, you and I have talked about the push for a global government. And we know that the three avenues, the three venues that they've been pushing forward are, one is human caused global warming, which is crumbling. The second one was the global pandemic. That's not working out. But the one that they're still very much on track with is the global economic meltdown, where they're going to destroy the economies of all these various nations and then say, look, we've got a brand new World Bank that is going to make everything all better. And of course, that's nonsense. Insanity is defined as doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. We have a reserve banking system in place in the United States of America that has brought us nothing but pain, misery, recession, depression. The real wealth of the nation has been sucked out of the hands of the people and put in the pockets of the private bankers, and now they want to impose that same exact system over the entire globe. And this is why we're cranking up for war in the Mideast, because in order for the Western-style banking system to become the global standard, all the nations using the Islamic banking system have to be conquered. That's what the clash of civilizations is. It's a war between banking systems.
Now, this is their big gamble. I mean, they've got Homeland Security, NORTHCOM, openly set up to suppress the people. They're federalizing all the local police. They're putting in surveillance. They're trampling the Bill of Rights. Federal courts everywhere are ruling. There's no Fourth Amendment. They clearly are going for broke. How do you see, you say you don't think they'll get away with it. And I think there's a chance that you're right, but they're still going ahead with it. How do you see this unfolding?
Well, I think the reason they're going ahead with it is, first of all, there's a lot of social inertia in that governmental structure, and the people in charge are really still kind of living back at the height of the Cold War, which is why they're waving missiles at the Russians again. And the problem is that the people who are at the top of these pyramids, they're really old, very rich, ultra-rich and powerful people, don't really understand the very fundamental change to the nature information flows through our society brought by the internet, by the alternative media. They're still playing the game by the rules that worked at the height of the Cold War in the 1950s, 1960s. And had they done this, what they're doing today, 50 years ago, they probably would have been able to work. Today, I don't think so. And we're seeing more and more people around the world getting angry and starting to kick this old-style government and economic system out. They did it in Iceland. They're getting ready to do it in Greece. I think it could even happen here in the United States very soon.
But we go back to the same issue. They are just continuing their takeover, and the states are moving, more than 30 of them, to declare 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment powers over the federal government. The mainstream media spins that to say, oh, the states want rebellion. They want to secede. No, they want to implement the 9th and 10th Amendments, saying the states created you. You don't have these powers that you've claimed. You keep giving us unfunded mandates. You keep taking our tax money and then sending part of it back with strings attached. Washington is run by foreign countries and big corporations. Congress now has an 8% approval rating. Ron Paul has an 84. Again, showing that they have lost the war for the hearts and minds of the people. And so I agree with you that we've got a really good chance of somehow displacing these people and just arresting this lot of Kinley slash Madoff types. But still, you have the fact that if they wreck us bad enough financially, then the federal government's the only thing big enough, and they control the fiat money machine to basically buy off enough people, you know, with their little credits on their welfare cards to go along with the system. You've got half the public working for the government or getting government contracts. So I see that as an internal type of almost political civil war, the parasite class against the rest of us. And we have jobless claims up 12% in the last 2 weeks. You know, last year, we were losing on average a 500,000 jobs a month. Now it's right at 1,800,000 jobs being lost a month. This is clearly a depression that we're in. Oil surges to $79 as the dollar plunges. Gold reaches its six-week high of $1,125.50. We've got Medicare cut across the country 21%. Outside of any legislation, that's in the news. I mean, all of this is going on, and we see the signals by the media and the government that they want to start clamping down on the internet. That's my next point I have for you. I was trying to go to this article out of Blogspot today. Headline, Mr. Larry Pullet Silverstein, Did You Commit Insurance Fraud on 9/11? And it's a pretty mild article, just basing the facts on all this record insurance he bought and the fact that Building 7 was clearly blown up. Give me a document cam shot, guys. There's a little bit of doodling on here, but the point is, content warning, when I tried to go to Blogger, Google, which isn't even the browser I use, somehow laid this over the template, and I'm getting reports, and people are sending me screenshots for Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is happening as well. It says, some readers of this blog have contacted Google because they believe this blog contains objectionable. That's what they do in Australia. Somebody flags a site and it's blocked out of the entire network nationwide. So some readers of this blog have contacted Google because they believe this blog content is objectionable. In general, Google does not review, nor do we endorse the content of this or any blog. For more information about our content policies, please visit Blogger Terms of Service. And so, more and more, we're seeing these warnings. Oh, this is information questioning 9/11. Are you sure you want to go to this? It may be dangerous. It may be bad. And we see all this cryptome getting shut down last week by Microsoft, just without a court order, without anything. We see open calls for this. Mike Rivero, comment on the attacks on the internet.
Well, you're absolutely correct. The I think the Copenhagen disaster and the ClimateGate scandal was the wake-up call for the powers that think they are, where they're finally beginning to realize they've lost the ability to lie the people of the world into going to whatever direction they want to go. They're just now realizing they can't sell us the wars they want anymore. They can't always sell us the presidents they're going to want. The American people are angry with the government. They're starting to turn away. They've lost trust not only in the government but in the corporate media. And so we know that Cass Sunstein, Obama's czar, was saying, well, if we can't automatically wave a magic wand and bring the public's trust back to the government and the corporate media, then let's go out and start destroying the trust they have in the alternative media and the blogosphere to at least, you know, level the playing field. And then we'll spend a lot of money back at the TV networks for really beautiful high-tech sets and a lot of really pretty people and see if we can lure the people back that way. But it really isn't working. Again, it's Cold War mindset. And the bottom line is all these little warnings that are going up there are just telling people, okay, this is something that some vested interest doesn't want me to see, and it's going to have the banned in Boston effect. People go right past those warnings, and they say, oh, wow, there's got to be something really tasty in here now. And so I think it's actually having the opposite effect from what is being intended.
But it's setting the precedent for them to start gatekeeping, according to anonymous complaints.
Well, I think that's where they want to go with it, but I think the American people are going to understand that that basically is the hallmark of the dictatorship. And I think at the point where they start saying you cannot look at certain websites any longer is when America is going to lose any last remaining denial that it has about what this country's become.
I agree with you. Separately, now not just the borders, but at airports everywhere, the federal government says they have the right without due process, without probable cause, without what's the exact quote here? I actually had the Seattle Times. It's also in the LA Times. It's a Hugo Martin article published in both. No curbs on border searches of cell phones and laptops. And then it says U.S. Customs and airports, so separately, are taking electronic devices without first establishing suspicion of wrongdoing and keeping them for sometimes 6 weeks and downloading everything off of them without warrants. We know whatever they do in the airports is a beta test for the wider society. I mean, this is worse than communist China.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, we're already hearing that they're going to start putting the naked scanners in bus and train stations. And this idea of grabbing somebody's portable electronic device and simply looting it, I mean, this is such a dangerous situation. Not because we're necessarily carrying anything electronic or terror plans or anything like that. Basically, they're trying to enforce the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. They're basically trying to make sure you don't have pirated music and movies
without due
on there.
Process.
Without due process.
They just do it. They just line you up and take your goods. I mean, the Nazis just lined you up and took your papers and looked at them. I mean, this is now just, we're just taking this from you.
Well, see, the problem I have with this is that a lot of us are carrying information, data on our cell phones, on our laptops that may be confidential to our clients. And we already know that every time the FBI gets something they think they can use to do some insider stock trading, they've been caught doing insider trading with information. They loot from cell phones and laptops and phone taps.
Exactly. They admit this is being dumped into the NSA database and the government hands it out to all their criminal friends.
Absolutely, which opens up opportunities to basically for government insiders to make money off of your work. In my day job, I have information, visuals that belong to my clients that are not supposed to get out in the public until after the program has aired. If they get out early and get into People magazine or something, I'm in real big trouble.
That's right. I mean,
and
you work on some of the hottest TV shows out there.
Yes, and you know, some guy at TSA sees a compromising picture of a star, sells it to his buddy over at the Fan magazine. They all make money, and I get in trouble because I'm not taking proper care of the proprietary information.
And
that's
they already got caught in England last month with a TV movie star taking his naked photo in the scanner.
Yeah, absolutely. So we cannot trust these people with our data. And so basically what the government is saying is that, you know, they have the right to come into our place of business, which is our cell phone, and simply rifle through, and anything they find useful, they're going to take and sell. And meanwhile, you know, anything that we have that they don't think we should have, they're going to throw us in jail about.
Well, they can also frame you with it.
Yeah, they can plant data on that device just as easily as they can take it off. And that's the real
danger.
How many
videos do we see from cops' own squad cars where they do hand signals and plant drugs on people?
It's a major problem. And they could put something like, we already have seen cases where hackers working, for example, for Israel will hack into somebody's computer and plant child porn and then call the authorities on somebody to get them busted. And it's just a huge problem. Somebody could take an iPhone going through the gate and then come up to you later on and say, we found this picture of an underage girl, you know, whatever. And then you get to go off to jail and they put you in the sexual predator register and basically destroy your life. And it all comes down to the fact that we cannot trust this government with our personal data. And this is why we should be very angry about this idea that they're going to be grabbing our cell phones and laptops. It's not because we've got anything to hide. It's just that we have a government that thinks it already owns all of our own private
data.
And
that's why we have the precious Fourth Amendment, this hedge around us from the experiences of an oppressive government that our forebears went through when they traveled from Europe to the colonies and what they went through in the colonies. I mean, it's just common sense and these precious ancient rites that go back to before the Magna Carta. I mean, think about 8 years ago, everybody freaked out over the Patriot Act. Now, without even a whimper, Obama reauthorizes the worst provisions, the whole thing, and there's almost no fanfare with it, and they're naked body recording us and seizing our laptops, and public schools are watching children through the laptops at home without warrants, and they think it's so normal, they tell on themselves. And say, yeah, we're watching you. This is freedom. You know, this is what the founders wanted, was laptops watching you in your bedroom, you know, without warrants. I mean, this is unbelievable. And it's just getting worse by the day, by the week, by the month, by the year. I mean, think how far we've come the last 8.5 years since 9/11. Where are we going? Two segments straight ahead with Mike Rivero, your phone calls from Oregon, Germany, you name it.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free, breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In today's world, a product comes along that revolutionizes the way we live, work, and play.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
MaxFit Gloves is the next generation of Fin Glove technology and makes everything you do with your hands feel easier without losing the ability to touch and feel.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, driving a car, or opening a jar, MaxFit has thousands of uses. It helps the grip or break hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow! From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit Glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of Thin Glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's M-A-X-F-I-T Gloves.com. And use the promo code RADIO to get a special deal.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry.
We are at a key time, a juncture in human history. Now is the time to support alternative media, to appreciate the free and open internet that we may not have for much longer. They bring us into an open depression. They can shut it down as CNN's pumping, as the White House is promoting. We need your financial support as well. When you buy the books, the videos, the ball caps, the Patriot t-shirts, They're all materials that wake people up, that help you interface with others, that help you identify yourself at city council or work or on the street with other like-minded people to form your own communities. We've got these Tyranny Response Team, InfoWars.com, ball caps, $9.95 at InfoWars.com. And your purchase makes this radio show, the films I make, the news websites, this whole operation possible. So be sure and support us. And I want to thank you all for your support and support people like Mike Rivera, WhatReallyHappened.com as well by visiting the site and supporting his sponsors, support our AM and FM sponsors, support everybody that makes this radio show possible. Let's go to Larry in Germany. Larry, you're on the air with Mike Rivera. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Larry, Mike. Alex, I got two things. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, it's about Glenn Beck and Chris Matthews and people like that. My question is, we know that they're phonies, and that, but they're also working towards an agenda with what they come out with, and that it's a highly sophisticated psyop. But it's also, we know that it's not personally them that's doing that and their ideas and stuff. So my question is, how do you think, who gives them their orders, and how do they, in their, you know, who's telling them what to do and running that agenda?
All right, let me comment on that and get Mike Rivera's take on it. Okay, it's sophisticated. Chris Matthews has been a political operative for 30 years. That is what Chris Matthews believes. And they'll get a talking point when Ron Paul's surging in the polls for president to come out and say his supporters are dangerous, he's bad, he's racist. And then Beck and Matthews put that out. Once he's driven down in the polls, they can have him on and make themselves look good. They get talking points. This is on record about what they're pushing. So you see Matthews and Beck pushing new taxes to pay the bankers. I mean, it's very transparent. Their teleprompters are loaded for them on talking points. And then when they have guests on, they just regurgitate those talking points. Mike Rivera.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the messages sent in, you know, and it's not exactly that they sit in an office and somebody says, you will tell this to your audience. But when they go to parties and dinners and on the golf course and they have discussions with their backers and supporters and friends, it's this little sort of gentleman's club or this little clique where they're saying, this is what the agenda is going to be to serve the collective good of the very, very rich people. And the general way that it operates is somebody like a Glenn Beck will come out, and for a while he'll say the things that we all want to hear, and then slowly he'll start turning around and start trying to lead us back into the fold. It's like the way a sheepdog will try and get some errant sheep and nudge them back into the greater flock, and that's kind of what they're doing here. And so every once in a while you'll see somebody and you say, yeah, I love the way that, you know, that Glenn Beck is saying the things I want to hear, and Keith Olbermann is saying all the good things. And then once they've built the audience, then they basically start towing them back.
Well, I mean, here's an example. There was a Politico article yesterday. I never got it to it. It had a headline like, Republicans go after radicals in their own party. Will you print that for me? And it had top Republican strategists saying, we're going after the birthers. We're going after the truthers. We're going after people that don't like the Federal Reserve. We're targeting them and demonizing them. So they have the real talking points get written by their strategists, put out, and then they load that into the teleprompters and follow it. And it's come out in 2000 that CNN is full of CIA operatives literally scripting it. So there is some actual scripting that's going on. We're going to come back with another segment with Mike Rivera, talk to Karen, John, Herman, Bob, and others. Coming up in about 35 minutes, we're joined by the folks that had the ATF take their BB guns.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to continue to have open phones in this hour. We have a guest popping in at the bottom of the hour who had their right to commerce and their Second Amendment violated in a big way. It's not even a Second Amendment. Can't have airsoft plastic pellet BB guns now, according to the ATF. That is coming up. Mike Rivero is our guest for another 5 minutes. Karen in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Rivero, and thank you, Alex, for taking my call. I am organizing a national strike, and I just have some groundbreaking news that just happened.
Okay.
Bob Schultz from We the People Foundation and Continental Congress have fully endorsed the strike at taxfree15.com.
Ma'am, what I'm going to do is, because you're calling in almost every day, and I've asked the guys to get you on, we're going to put you on hold, get your name and number. I've heard you on other shows. I know what you're doing. I think it's very good what you're doing. I've even listened to Mike's show and heard you call in from memory last week. So we're going to get your name and number right now. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Washington. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air with Mike Rivero.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, you're on the air.
I was calling back. I actually called last week and asked you to come to Spokane, Washington, Gonzaga. And I just want to let you know that you're a great inspiration to all those people out there. And I started a website up, and it's got over 2,000 hits in the first 3 days.
Yeah, people are interested in freedom.
Exactly, and I'm really happy about the movement. We have people coming from an hour and a half away that want to pass out flyers, and I just wanted to say thank you for all the work you do.
Well, give us the website. I want to thank you, John. Give us the website.
It is www.findingtruth509.com, and it's if you type that in Google, it's actually number one, and that happened 3 days. So I just want to let people know.
All right, awesome job, John. I want to give Mike some time because he's here with us at the end because we were opening the phones up for questions or comments for Mike. Mike, the good news is people are becoming politically active, and they don't have to save the world with one stroke. Put a website up, put up flyers, go to city council, start an Access TV show, start a local radio show. I mean, we really are seeing a giant wave of people waking up.
Absolutely, and that's just wonderful to see happen, because the very best thing that anybody can do, because, you know, they call and they say, what can I do to help and everything? The very best thing you can do is speak out. Share your concerns with everybody around you, because the more you speak out, the more you're going to give courage to others to speak out. Because the biggest lie the government is telling all of us is that those who are unhappy with the government are this tiny little fringe minority who really no polite company should tolerate, and they should just go away and stay silent. But when you all speak out at the same time, you begin to realize that it really is a majority of Americans are totally fed up. They're furious with the federal government. They think the time has come for a change.
And if enough of us wake up and speak out and just do little things every day, the illusion is going to completely implode.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the illusion has already imploded. I think the idea that the government is ruling with the consent of the governed, that one is completely gone at this point. The polls are always showing the people of America see the government as the biggest threat to their freedom. They are angry with the government. They don't trust the government, support for the government. I think if you discount all the people who are getting a government paycheck, support for the federal government has collapsed completely at this point.
And when the media tells us the economy's getting better and people know it's getting worse, again, they're just bleeding out. They're losing whatever little bit of credibility and mystique. I see the statistics now that came out today that the internet is now way bigger than the mainstream media put together. I mean, they are in free fall.
They absolutely are. They're losing their audience. The audience is coming over to me. We just upgraded to a new server only 2 weeks ago, and already it's swamped and saturated. And, I mean, that's how fast this thing is growing.
It's unbelievable, Mike. We'll talk to you again live next month. Thank you for spending the last hour with us.
Thank you very much for having me, Alex. I look forward to it.
And we look forward to it as well. Mike Rivera, always interesting and informative. Okay, coming up, I'm going to get into the economy, a news blitz, more of your phone calls, and in about 30 minutes, we've got a guest on, violated big time by the ATF. Talk about a lawless group. I mean, these guys are criminal by any measurement. We'll be right back.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, Supreme Court weighs Chicago's strict gun ban, ABC News. There's an AP report here. Supreme Court scrutinizes state local gun control. The gun grabbers are in here saying this may be good for us. We'll explain why. Coming up, I'm also going to get into some other important news that we haven't even covered yet, like green fuels cause more harm than fossil fuels, according to report this out of the London Times. Now, we already knew this. So why is the UN pushing it? Because they know it caused tens of millions, that's a conservative number, of more people to starve to death in the last 5 years per year than previously were. Over 1 billion people are living on the edge of starvation, ladies and gentlemen. Our poorest live like kings compared to people in many areas of Africa, Asia, and Latin America. So we're going to be breaking that down coming up as well. I talked about some of this in the first hour, and we discussed it as well in the second with Mike Rivero, but I want to really flesh this out for people. How do we get the word out to the public that it's the private central banks bringing in the green tyranny, the fake environmentalism, the taxing system, the bank of the world, the global government that engineered the financial collapse, that have built the big government so they could get us into debt and control us? How do we get the word out to the people that it's worse than they even know? The average person knows the economy's falling apart, but do they know in the last month, every week, 496,000 jobs were lost? That's almost 2 million in a month, 1,800,000. That is so incredible, and that's from CNN. We have oil starting to go back up in price and other commodities because the central banks that met in secret 3 weeks ago in Australia are in a concerted, coordinated operation to lower currencies in tandem so that the public doesn't notice it as much. Just like if the Mexican peso started going down, the dollar goes down with it, so you don't notice overall that, hey, my dollar isn't worth as much next to the peso. We've got gold at a six-week high of $1,125.50, and it's trending up even higher in its futures market, what the different markets are saying it'll be in the days and weeks to come. And then I've got articles here. You know, you've heard Obama and others say, oh, we're going to give you all this free health care, but, oh, we've got to pass this to cut back on health care cost. And then you see all these big insurance stock owners running around, like the owner of Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett, saying we need this government health care. And then when Obama said, oh, looks like we may pass it in the next few weeks, it went back up again. All the major insurance companies, medical insurance companies, stock went up because this is a legislation written by them. And simultaneously, it's being reported all over the country, Medicare payment reductions worry doctors, patients. This is out of St. Petersburg, News 9. March begins with a financial blow for doctors who are facing major reduction of Medicare payments. Give me a document cam on that for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. The 21% reduction is the result of what some say is an outdated reimbursement formula from the 1990s. Over the years, Congress managed to waive the deficit reduction measure, but legislatures failed to repeal it last week. And then similar things are happening all over the country. This is very, very serious. And so I wanted to get Ted Anderson up before we go to your calls for a few minutes, because over the weekend, the headline was IMF chief Strauss-Kahn says new global currency, end of the dollar. But dollar dominance. You'll still have a dollar. You'll still have a euro. You'll still have a pound. You'll still have a yuan. You'll still have a yen. But under this new global charter that Gordon Brown talked about 2 weeks ago, or a week and a half ago, Prime Minister of England, it's a charter where the banks that have taken over our nations openly sign agreements with each other and executive agreements, unelected, unaccountable agreements with the heads of the G20 and four other separate central banks. There's G20, but there's four others that met, so it's 24 total. I mean, this is a revolution of the banking structure now coming out and setting up open government to shut off economies and bankrupt society for a post-industrial world or neo-feudalism, serfdom. Guys, pull up the definition of neo-feudalism or serfdom for me. I want to read that before Ted leaves us here in the next 10 minutes or so. Ted Anderson, you know, you're here obviously to promote gold. I've shopped all over. A few times I bought silver a decade ago from other people, but you've always had the best deals. And you bought gold when it was $1,050. It's now $1,125 and rising. And I just think it's so important for people to take advantage of what you do, because you buy it when it dips and then you still sell it at the lower price when it goes up until you run out of supplies. Then you do things like give people a year subscription for free when they make one coin order of a fifth of an ounce franc. I don't know if you can still offer that, but I didn't talk to you before we went on air, but you're with us. But I first wanted you to talk about your view 30 years in the economy, in the gold and silver brokerage business, what you see happening? Because we've been right again. We've been predicting all of this, Ted.
Yeah, you're right about that, Alex. And there is, right now, the Europeans are watching gold go up. They've never seen it this high before. By the way, it is hitting a peak that they have never seen. And the reason why that is because there was a rally here just a short time ago on the U.S. dollar against the euro when Greece was in trouble. And now the dollar is starting to slip back again. And gold right now did jump over that 1125. It's at 1137.30 right now and has seen as high as 1139. So it's really moving upwards.
Oh, I didn't know that. So since I looked 2 hours ago, it went to 1139.
It's definitely running right now, Alex. And in British, for the British pound and for people that are trading in the European unit.
That's right. The Times euro. Of London said 3 days ago the pound may crash in the next month.
Yeah, well, they're looking at a peak on gold that they've never seen before. And we'd be seeing it right now in the U.S. dollar, too, except for we had this little rally.
Let's explain that. England and Europe are seeing the highest level of gold ever, but we're only seeing it go up some because it's all about currencies. Currencies go down. The gold didn't really go up in price. Your currency's turning into toilet paper.
Yep, that's exactly what's happening. And you look at Bloomberg, Reuters. I mean, there's a whole long list of news agencies out there, and they're all saying the same thing. Like, here's Bloomberg's headline right here. It says, gold climbs to record in pound, euro as investors seek haven. Here's one from Reuters. Gold gains in New York on an alternative investment to currencies. Here's another one from Reuters right here. Gold extends gains as dollar swings lower. The dollar's dropping right now, Alex, and that's going to drive gold prices up for us here in the United States. It just happens to be that everybody else in the Western world is watching the gold prices increase, and they've now seen a peak that's never been seen before.
And by the way, Bob Chapman was just saying 2 weeks ago that in 2 weeks it would go up. I don't know how he knows this.
Well, you know, Bob Chapman's pretty darn sharp, and I can tell you he can see what's going on, what's developing better than a lot of other people can, because they're not brainwashed in thinking that the economy is going to be great forever. And all you got to do is take a look at the fundamental reasons why gold and silver go up and down, and realize what's going on when you see a country like Greece failing, and then they're asking the United States and the European Union to step in and bail them out. You know that there's trouble there.
And what you've got is J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and others, this is even in mainstream Reuters, gobbling up different countries so that they don't scare everybody to implode at once. They pick us off like wolves pick off sheep, one at a time, in wolf packs. And we saw the leader of the Democrats, that's up on prisonplanet.com, come out today and say the U.S. could crash like Greece. I mean, this is getting crazier and crazier. Here's the headline. House Majority Leader, Greek debt crisis can happen here. But then he holds everybody hostage and says, accept higher taxes to the banks or they will lower our AAA bond rating. I mean, we are held hostage by these people. The only way you individually, in my opinion, get some type of protection from this is gold and silver. It's so fundamental.
It really is. Gold and silver has been money for 6,000 years. And what you're watching is this pawn game against this fiat currency that is going to grow weaker every day because we continue to rely on the printing press to bail out our problems. You cannot continue to increase money supply without having a loss in purchasing power. I mean, it's just that's the way that the world works. And if you know that, and you see the United States government or the Federal Reserve System, I mean, for goodness sakes, they're trying to bail out Goldman Sachs' investments that they have sitting in Greece. I mean, what more does the taxpayer of the United States have to take on?
Ted, absolutely, Ted. It's incredible. Fire out the offers for folks.
Yeah, right now what we have is we have the franc. They've edged up a little bit in price. They're at 261.61. But that's still, if you buy one of those, you'll get a full year subscription to the International Forecaster, and that brings it down to $510 per ounce. You'd have to go back to the middle 1990s to be able to buy gold at $510 an ounce. That's just a steal.
You mean the middle 2000s?
I'm sorry, yeah, the middle 2000s.
Time flies. And then expanding on that, what if folks don't just want one franc? And that's the best deal ever. You've got great deals on a lot of other coins.
Oh, absolutely. We got the British Sovereign currently right now at 318. Alex, U.S. Eagles right now are trading over $1,200 an ounce. I have old $20 Liberties that I picked up when gold was at $1,050, and I'm selling those right now for $1,362. That's about a $100 premium over U.S. Eagle, which is unheard of.
Those Here's the like- number. Here's the number. 800-686-2237. The brokers are there to take your order. It's like pulling into McDonald's quick and easy. Get your free newsletter, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, or MidasResources.com. But to get that deal, you got to tell them Alex Jones sent you, or it will cost more. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted Anderson.
Thanks, Lottie.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across a nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Coming up, selling airsoft replicas. Yeah, they look like real guns, but they shoot little plastic pellets. banned. You know, ATF just grabs them. That is coming up in the next segment. Then we're going to have open phones and news blitz, talk about the Texas election, everything in the last hour today. We got Herman, Bob, Hitler, Scott, Toby, and others. Hitler in Hawaii. Why are you calling yourself Hitler? That's an interesting, is that your real name?
No, sir, that's not my real name. I've called in a few times. I called in as Mark Twain once. I called in to Hitler because I actually kind of look like him when I go out to do my protests. I do a little hit stash, and it's on my YouTube. It's funny stuff.
What do you do? Go out and support? Hold on. I mean, do you go out and support the government and say, I like warrantless wiretapping, and then you're Hitler? That's.
I go out as a shock value look to promote. If he can act like Hitler, I can look like Hitler. Routine.
Oh, if who can act like Hitler?
It's the current president.
What's your website? I mean, what's your YouTube? I want to see this right now. Let's pull it up.
It's Gerd Chappell's channel. GERGCHAPPLE.
Give me a name of one of your Hitler videos.
Let's see. A good Hitler hits the fair.
Hitler hits the fair. And because that would be a great way to illustrate. A lot of people are now protesting with bullhorns going, I love naked body scanners. I love the New World Order. I love being surveilled. I love the banks taking all my money. And it's having a really powerful effect on crowds, and they're handing out Obama deceptions or other things. And I've seen some protest videos of people coming out dressed like Hitler. It may have even been you pushing tyranny as a way to kind of shock people into realizing, you know, that tyranny doesn't always look like Hitler, but it sure acts like Hitler. I mean, is that what you do?
Now, I'd like to first thank you for saving my life, because if a year ago I would be just sitting in the couch drinking myself to sleep because I've been unemployed for over a year.
And now you're dressed up like Hitler.
Yeah, and now one of the 70% of the unemployed carpenters turned a political activist, and I haven't had so much fun in my life.
So what's anyway, on your mind today, Hitler?
I created a YouTube channel, and I met a gentleman that lives here in Maui. He's writing a book. It'll be published in the month. He doesn't know you, but I told him about you, and he wants to meet you. He was involved in a cover-up, co-op, black op, CIA, something or other. And he's going.
Well, listen, Hitler, send us the info, and we're going to look up your videos, okay? Hitler hits the fair. Did we find one? All right, if you really did this, send it to me. But it is a good idea. I mean, a way to illustrate tyranny. Like, have a bunch of people dressed up like Hitler and say you're for the body scanners and you're for more preemptive wars. Let's talk to Herman in New York. Herman, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I have two questions. My first question is, I've often heard you and Webster Tartley say that we need to build bridges, roads, high technology. Trains, etc. Now, how does infrastructure create wealth? Because you guys often said, you know, if we had great infrastructure, we'd all be, you know, wealthy. So,
well, Tarpley's saying that if you have an imploded economy, you have to build infrastructure first instead of just giving all the money to banks that move offshore or use it to buy up, control your local government. The American infrastructure in the 50s was the best in the world. Since then, it's been rotting, and so you don't get corporations investing. You don't, you know, when they build a new road, you get new housing projects, you get new malls being built, new factories. I mean, it just goes to basic economics. And if you have government spending, and I'm not even for big government, but if you're going to have it, the spending needs to be then on infrastructure, because then you hire local people when they build the infrastructure. So most of the tax money, and if there's a competitive bidding process, goes back into the population, and it has a dynamo effect. And, I mean, what's your take on that?
I understand what you're saying now. And my second question is, I know that I watched an old YouTube video of you where you said how, you know, the government has two sets of books. I believe it's the CAFRs.
And, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed, yes.
Absolutely. And I want to know, how would they allow the states to just collapse while they have that money sitting on the side? How could they say that the
states... Well, what they do is they go in and take over the cities and counties. The mafia did it in the 30s, 40s, and 50s in Chicago. In the late 40s, early 50s, they took the 1313 Chicago model. created double sets of books. They pay off the county and city officials. They invest most of the money in private corporations. And now they're at the end of the Ponzi scheme. They steal the money that was in those accounts, implode the states and counties. Then the banks loan them our own money back at 30% interest and bankrupt us to the point of Nigeria or Argentina. And so that's how the scam works. We'll be right back. Don't forget that gold deal Ted offered. It's off the charts. If you missed the toll-free number to call and get the free newsletter when you get a gold coin or whatever, 800-686-2237.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Just heard an ad for gusset jeans. We've got links to it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. These are awesome jeans. I've got several pairs. I'm going to start wearing these exclusively. They fit just like Levi's, last longer, and they're made in America. So check out their website up at Infowars.com or just Google gusset jeans. Okay. I saw this late last week. And it really upset me because, sure, they look like real guns. You can buy an M16. You can buy something that looks like an AK-47. You can buy stuff that looks like a Beretta handgun. They shoot little plastic pellets. So they're not even BB guns. It's a little bit bigger pellet than a BB, about, I guess, three times the size. I've bought quite a few of these guns to train my 5-year-old daughter and 7-year-old son on marksmanship in the backyard. And the ATF in Cornelius, Oregon, went in to one of the local dealers of airsoft plastic pellet guns that they have no statutory authority, nothing, went in, took the guns from customs. It turns out customs called them the toy guns and are now claiming that they can just basically, outside of law, rule what is a firearm. And we see cases where somebody's got an AR-15 that they bought legal. It has a malfunction, fires two or three rounds. The shooting range calls the police on them. And in federal court, they say it doesn't matter. Even if you knew, didn't know and it was a legal gun, you're going to prison. So the ATF is harassing lawful gun owners. Now, they're raiding people every day. I see in the news, neighbors will see somebody with a rifle putting in their car at their house. The police come, they find five guns, 1,000 rounds of ammo. There's no law against an arsenal. They call it an arsenal. They take your guns, arrest you without a law. And so we're joined by Brad Martin of Airsoft, and we'll give you his website here specifically from Oregon. But he and his son run this toy store, and these are sold in Walmart. These are sold in Academy. These are sold most hardware stores, hunting supply stores. I mean, this is ridiculous. And for them to say you can cartridge and could build a real gun out of this because it looks like a gun, I mean, it's asinine. I mean, yeah, if you spent two or three times the money it takes to make to buy a real gun, maybe you could, and it'd blow up in your face. So he joins us to talk about all the different facets and angles of this and how this is just being selectively enforced, and even the selective enforcement is just made up. And if this is allowed to stand, it sets an incredibly dangerous precedent, because if they can ban BB guns that shoot plastic BBs, what's going to happen to the deadly Red Ryder? Will it be banned as an assault weapon? So we now speak to our guest, Brad Martin. Brad, break down exactly what happened and all the latest developments for us.
Well, hi there, Mr. Jones. Yeah, this started back in October of 2009. We import airsoft toy guns and airsoft equipment to go along with those. And over the last 5 or 6 years, we've had several interventions from customs where they've taken in the vicinity of about $17,000 worth of product from us. And, you know, I haven't really made a big issue out of it. We just took our licks and kept on keeping on, sort of. But bottom line is, this most recent seizure in October was of 30 gas-powered M4 lookalikes. And these pieces are 100% legitimate. They're designed to fire these quarter-inch plastic BBs, as you described, and that's their function. Well, when customs received these, one or two of their agents looked at them and decided that it was above their pay grade to make a call on these things. So they called in the ATF to look at them. So ATF took one or more of these things back to their laboratory in Maryland or wherever this thing is, held them for 5 months, and then in early February, after I had mailed some protest letters to the ATF and Customs, I finally get a response back saying that I was not going to get these toy guns back. And they quoted a code, it was code number 922, and it seems that the thing that they're seizing upon is that these toy guns are easily convertible to real steel firearms. So in other words, you're saying anybody with a little bit of effort can take these guns, these toys, and turn them into real guns. And from our perspective, this is just totally absurd.
Because they look like real guns.
Yeah, yeah. The other day, the port director from Customs in Seattle called all the local TV affiliates in and gave this news conference on air, holding one of our guns and saying that this is a threat to the safety of America. And he labeled them as machine guns. And while he was talking and handling this gun of ours, this toy of ours, he was trying to stick the magazine into the mag well, and he had the magazine turned around backwards. He didn't even know which way the bloody
We're going to play a clip of this coming up. We're going to play a clip of this coming up. You've got the ATF agent putting on this big hullabaloo, trying to scare everybody to set the precedent to ban something that isn't even a BB gun because it looks scary to them. My God, if this is allowed to stand, this is an incredible new precedent.
Well, it is. It is scary. You know, and this is a David and Goliath scenario where, you know, I could bankrupt myself fighting the federal government and still end up a loser here. But, you know, it's time for us to stir up the pot a little bit and kind of try to put the brakes on this behavior.
We're going to play this video that's up on your website for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and radio listeners. Give us your web address for folks that want to follow this case.
Okay, sure. The web address is airsoftoutletnw.com.
So airsoftoutletnorthwest.com, just NW.
Yeah, just NW, not the Northwest, just NW.
All right, we're going to play one of the myriad of newscasts trying to create a panic over the devilish plastic BB gun that is so scary looking. Here it is.
And welcome, everyone, and good evening. I'm Jeff Giannola.
And I'm Kelly Day. Federal agents seize a ship of toy guns they say in the wrong hands. They could have actually been deadly.
In this Coin Local 6 exclusive, our reporter Alexis Del Cid talked to the local businessman who ordered these toy guns. And I see you have one there, huh, Alexis?
Jeff, this is an example of one of the toy guns seized. And besides the orange tip, it looks pretty real. But this is an airsoft toy. It shoots plastic BBs. And the man who ordered these says anyone with any knowledge of weapons should be able to figure that out.
No bullets, just plastic BBs. Not a battlefield, just a wooded area made to look like one.
It's another version of paintball.
For the past 7 years, Brad Martin and his son Ben say their family business in Cornelius has steadily grown as simulated combat gaming grows in popularity across the country.
This is the contemporary version of Civil War reenacting.
While they aim for authenticity in every piece of gear, the Martins didn't anticipate a seizure by customs and ATF agents in Tacoma as their latest shipment of toy guns arrived from Taiwan.
Any kid, any parent, any adult going out of the house with this needs to be ready for trouble.
ATF Special Agent Kelvin Crenshaw says not only is the shipment missing the orange tips required on all imported toy guns,
with minimal work, it could be converted to a machine gun.
To say these are readily convertible to machine guns is absolutely preposterous. The round wouldn't go into the barrel for one, and two, if the firing pin did strike the primer, the gun would basically blow up in your face.
Also, the Martins say there are tens of thousands of replicas just like these sold in America already. The only reason they buy from Taiwan is because it's cheaper. Until now.
He's spent all this manpower, tax dollars, and time, and wasted my time, my money, my profitability to seize 30 toy guns. That's what he's done. And he's portrayed himself as a great hero.
But ATF insists that it did the testing and determined that, yes, these can be converted into military-grade weapons. The Martins requested to see the documentation of that, and they were told that they'd have to file a Freedom of Information request with ATF. Now, as for the orange tips, this one has one. The ones that came in from Taiwan didn't. But the Martins say that's happened before with their shipments from Taiwan, and they just had to go up to Tacoma and paint the tips orange themselves. So they wonder why this is being made into an issue now. Alexis Del Cid, Coin Local 6.
Okay, and we have Brad Martin online with us. So you've got an ATF officer in a fancy suit who can't even put the cartridge in it. He can't put the magazine in. It shoots little bitty round plastic BBs that are look like they're even smaller than 22 caliber. There's no room for a cartridge to go in. There's no room for propellant. It uses air to shoot plastic BBs. And what's really happening, I saw this 5 years ago or so in England, where they're trying to ban these over there, they don't like the gun culture growing because this is a gateway to real firearms. People are finding out how much fun it is to target shoot or to dress up in gear and, you know, go to the equivalent of paintball ranges. I, you know, run around with my children, you know, in the backyard and shoot targets and shoot tin cans. And you learn how to be a good marksman. Then they graduate to BB guns. Then they graduate to real firearms. And to This is incredible. This is lawlessness. And you told me off air that you've talked to other ATF branches and they're like, we can't believe this happened. These aren't real firearms. We don't have a statutory authority. But it doesn't matter. They're in your area. They're just going to do whatever they want. And I guess if they don't have a law, they don't care, because he says, you go outside with this, you're looking for trouble. He feels like you shouldn't have this as a slave. And so he's going to take them. That's the end of it. Doesn't matter if it's $30,000 shipment. Doesn't matter, because they run this country now.
Yep, that's exactly right. After about 3 months of this seizure going on, I started writing letters and calling people. I talked to an agent back in Maryland, I believe it was, who was in the ATF Division of Firearms Importations. And I explained the situation to her, and she said, well, why did ATF take airsoft? And I said, well, I guess because they can. And she said, well, ATF has no jurisdiction over airsoft. And if you would give my telephone number, meaning her telephone number, to the local ATF people and tell them to call her, she would inform them that they have no jurisdiction over airsoft.
Now, again,
that didn't dissuade them.
That didn't dissuade them. No. So explain who you separately talked to at ATF, who was, what her position is, and then what they said, because we want to write an article about this.
Yeah, well, exactly. And I can provide you with a phone number at some future. I don't have it with me right here. But as I mentioned, after calling the ATF back east and explaining my situation to about four or five people, I finally got to this agent in, as I mentioned, the Division of Firearms Importation. And I explained it to her, and she said, we have no jurisdiction over airsoft.
So, well,
the ATF controls by ruling. That's what they do. They see something. They don't need a law about it. They just make a ruling.
Let me expand on that.
Yeah.
This is a commerce issue. You've been robbed. When an officer, federal or state, operates clearly outside their jurisdiction, consciously through color of law, you have been physically robbed, and so you file a criminal police report that you've been robbed.
Well, in essence, I wrote to them and I said, you know, what's happening with this shipment? Why am I getting no information about this? Because they're incredibly secretive. They don't give you any information.
No judge, no jury, no indictment, no interview, no arrest, no paperwork. Just your 30,000 of toy guns is gone, pal. We don't need no stinking warrants or paperwork. We rule America. You don't sell toy guns around here, boy.
Absolutely. That's right. And I figured that if they really thought my guns were machine guns like they said they were, I'd be in handcuffs by now. But they're not down here arresting me. And they're not in other vendors' stores.
This is sold at Walmart, Academy, everywhere, the exact same fake M16 plastic toy guns. People are running around with these, having a great time, and it's buoying the gun culture. And I think this is an ATF case on purpose from the Obama administration. We confirmed in Austin they shut down a gun show with no law to set a national precedent. And I believe they picked you as a small independent dealer to set the precedent.
It wouldn't surprise me at all. Yes, sir, I agree with you.
Well, give out your website again for Legal Eagles, lawyers on the West Coast, other people that want to bring civil rights suits, commerce suits, robbery suits, criminal charges, because we have a lot of experts out there that are listening that would want to email you advice.
Yeah, nothing would please me more. My website is www.airsoftoutletnw.com.
Now, tell people, Brad Martin, when this first happened and any new developments, because we're quite a few days into this, and I guess they say, look, talk to the hand. You don't get paperwork. You don't get anything. We just rob you.
Well, that's basically it. Now, I spoke to an ATF agent up in Tacoma a week or 10 days ago, and this guy had his head screwed on straight. I think there are some really good agents in the company, basically, but the anti-gun influence is so strong that I think these sensible guys get shouted down. But I was talking to him, and he said that basically Customs has me on a hit list now, that anytime one of my orders hits port, they're going to flag my order, they're going to take it for intensive examination, and right now they have two more of my orders backed up in port for intensive examination. And
they're going to put you out of business. They got a $30,000 order and just grabbed it with the ATF. What have they gotten now?
Oh, they've got about another $20,000 in there now. Yeah, about another $20,000.
Unbelievable. Well, people need to all over the country order the guns you've got in stock, the plastic toy pellet guns, just to keep you afloat. Because that's one thing I've noticed the feds will do. They'll just ruin you to set the precedent, pick a little guy, and then hope you just go away.
Yeah, well, we're not going to go away. You know, you piss off a Scotsman, and they're going to fight back. So I'm kind of fed up with their behavior.
I hear you, my friend.
I don't know if I can generate enough income to take the feds to court or not, but I'm going to look at that. And I don't know if the NRA or other gun groups could take up interest in this and have talked. You know,
we've got Larry Pratt on. What is Pratt on Thursday? Head of Gun Owners of America. We're going to get, believe me, Jews for Preservation of Firearms or the Gun Owners of America is going to want to help you. We've got the ATF red-handed here in lawlessness, color of law, Shanghaiing, freebooting. This is the same as just robbing a stagecoach. I mean, they are bandits here. And if the precedent gets set by Customs and these guys, we're all in deep trouble. We got to hang together or we'll surely hang separate. One more segment, sir. Stay right there.
Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Air Salute. Microsoft Outlet, NW.com. Our website's Infowars.com. Congressman Ron Paul, political activists, freedom defenders, folks like this gentleman, gun shows. We're here defending, 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 lobbying for liberty and freedom, rallying people to support the Constitution and Bill of Rights. That's why it's important to support Infowars.com, visit the online video bookstore, whether you get a ball cap or whether you buy a video. You can get Jesse Ventura's new book that we're now going to start shipping, $5 off, $19.95, and get one of my films free, a $45 value for $19.95, available at Infowars.com. We're carrying a new video, which is an amazing documentary by the folks that brought you America's Secret Beginnings. A Lamp in the Dark, The Untold History of the Bible, a lot of key stuff, hidden history. This just went on the shopping cart today. Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Going back to this gentleman, Brad Martin, I mean, this is like more than Orwellian. It's surreal, like a comedy. The news holding up a gun with a red tip, a little toy plastic machine gun, saying, oh, my gosh, it's so scary. And an ATF guy will put his picture up there, you know, looking like he's in deep fear over all this. I mean, if they can get toy guns, nothing's safe.
It's sure the truth. You know, I went over to the local coffee shop for a cup this morning, and the police chief from our town was in there. And off the record, not as police chief, but he's 100% behind us on this. And he and I were talking, and he was saying that Americans are afraid of everything. And the government wants to protect us from everything that's even a little bit scary. And basically that's what's happening here. You know, this creeping totalitarianism of the government wanting to have their fingers and control everything. And it's just got to stop somewhere. I don't know where it stops, but we got to do something about it.
Well, look at this ATF officer. What is his name? Clevin? Throw him back up on screen. Clevin Crenshaw. I mean, he's in what looks like a $2,000 suit, taxpayer paid for.
That's a beautiful suit he's wearing. I got to say that.
I mean, this is a stunt for him, a stunt from the ATF. Guaranteed Obama's pushing this. And he's here trampling on your right to commerce. They've now got $50,000 of your toy guns, and they just think you're not even human. I mean, doing this to you, it's like you don't even exist.
That's so true. You know, it's like, since when is it a crime against a vendor who brings in a legal product and somebody somewhere, some wacko decides that he's going to convert that legal product into something illegal? Why does that make it the vendor's crime that he's brought in a legal product?
And but by the way, I own some of these. I mean, convert something that's air-powered and doesn't even have the mechanism to, you know, put in a cartridge that has powder that projects it. I mean, this is asinine. I mean, sure, if you went to a top machinist, maybe they could build something that would chamber around, but then this is tin metal. It would blow up.
Well, that's our point too, and if a guy wanted an AR-15 or an M4, he could go to his local gun store and pay $1,000 and get a dependable platform instead of going to an airsoft store and paying probably around $500 for this product, spending all kinds of time and energy trying to convert this into a gun that's going to blow him up into his face. It's totally illogical.
Do you agree with me, though, that they've been trying to kill the gun culture and that airsoft is literally one of the, and I noticed this years ago, one of the key things getting people into the gun culture?
I think you're right. I think they're scared of an armed electorate is what they're scared of.
I tell you what, I know you've got to go, but we're going to break for 1 minute. Let's do five more so we can talk about this creeping totalitarianism with you. Then it's open phones and news blitz for the rest of the final hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence
on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So, the ATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, Explosives, just shows up in Cornelius, Oregon. Well, they didn't even show up. They just seize the stuff coming into the country, toy plastic guns that shoot plastic BBs, not even BB guns, and said, this could be a real machine gun. It's quite easy to convert. Absolutely made up. It's a air-powered plastic pellet system. Anybody that knows about guns and knows about BB guns or air guns, this is an asinine joke. But this is the domestication of the population. You know, they banned people in England defending themselves in their own home with a baseball bat or with a butcher knife. The government has passed a law in Oklahoma where you can't put burglar bars in your house so the criminals and the government can come in. This is not creeping tyranny and totalitarianism. It's galloping totalitarianism. What type of feedback have you gotten from other locals, not just the police chief, about this?
The support for us has been incredible. Just to give you a quick rundown, three of the local television affiliates have come out and done, or one is way pending, but three television networks are doing reports in shop at our place. Yesterday, I spoke with some fellows on the radio in Las Vegas for about 45 minutes. Speaking with you today, speaking with Lars Larson in Portland. And this afternoon, I forget Dory's last name, but
Lars Larson.
KIRL radio up in Seattle is going to have us on this afternoon for another conversation similar to this.
Well, Obama's.
So, it's amazing.
Obama's attorney general. 2 years ago, before he was even in office for the Justice Department, argued there is no civilian right to own any firearms. Obama, as a state senator, was for total ban of guns. They're moving against the Second Amendment on all fronts, but then saying, stop buying record amounts of firearms. We don't want your guns. They're shutting down gun shows illegally. They're grabbing plastic pellet BB guns illegally. I think this guy will actually get promoted, this ATF guy. This is the type of guy they want. But this is a big wake-up call.
Yeah, I've made that comment to several of my friends and customers that this fellow that was on TV the other night is perfect Obama fodder there. You know, I can just see him fitting into the administration just perfectly. Not really educated about the gun, doesn't know how to put a magazine in an M4, but he's standing there with all this pomp and circumstance condemning us for, you know, the tyranny against the country. It's just, everything is so upside down. It's incredible.
Well, this is a revolution by the collectivist, by the control freaks, and they can't stand it that we're not disarmed.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
Well, fire out your website one more time for folks that want to go purchase something to support you. I hope you get your $30,000 back of guns. Now they've grabbed another 20. Go ahead.
Yeah, our website is www.airsoftoutletnw.com.
And so you had the ATF call them from the East and say you have no jurisdiction, and you said they just don't care. I mean, when you call them, do they respond? You said they won't give you paperwork? I mean, that's even more outrageous. Just, it's like the airports now grab your laptop and won't give it back.
Well, I was mentioning this ATF agent I spoke to a week or so ago who seemed like a really level-headed fella. And he was the one that told me that Customs has my company flagged for all imports now. But also he told me that that I would most likely have to file under the Freedom of Information Act in order to try to get their laboratory results. And yeah, I've been reading up on the Freedom of Information Act, and there are something like 9 exemptions that various governmental agencies can claim to withhold reports from you. So I fully expect that upon my petition for freedom of information that they will hide behind one of these exemptions.
Oh yeah, they could go into a five and dime and confiscate all their water guns and say it could be easily converted into a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, you know, yeah, or they can be, you can put acid in those and squirt acid in somebody's face. I mean, anything can be turned into a weapon.
They want us disarmed. They want us disarmed. Thank you for spending time with us, Brad Martin. We're standing behind you in the Second Amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live. And I'm going to go to a bunch of your phone calls. At the bottom of the hour, I want to play this video clip of Nigel Farage, member of the European Union Parliament from England. He's refused to apologize. There's the PrisonPlanet.com headline, a joking headline. MEP Farage apologizes to bank clerks. But I'm going to have Kurt, when he puts the InfoWars version up, say refuses to apologize. I mean, I get the joke, but that's coming up. And I've got a bunch of other news we haven't even gotten to yet that we're going to be breaking down. But I want to go to your calls. I'm going to give each caller about a minute and a half to go to the next person. We're going to go to Bob in Ohio first. Bob, you're on the air.
Hey, it's an honor, Alex. Hey, ex-veteran, just a quick rundown. What they know down the road is they're going to implode the economy even worse. When you got half of Detroit not wanting to finish high school, Okay, when they implode...
Half of Detroit is out of work.
Yeah, I know that too. But when they really implode the economy because they refuse to address NAFTA and GATT and force, do a little protectionism for American workers and manufacturing industry...
Protectionism built this country, and they know, and the roving hordes of criminals, they're going to try to take our guns so we can't protect ourselves and then make us go along with the police.
I am a very strong supporter of you and for people having guns. But if you remember Braveheart, Uncle Carlisle said to the young boy, Mel Gibson, when he was a child, he said, first, he tapped him in the head, first learn to use this, and then he pointed to the sword and held the sword, and then I'll teach you how to use this. And I am a very strong gun supporter, and I'm glad you brought that talking point up about the gun show, because what they're doing is they're getting ready to really make things really
Can you
bad.
Believe they're grabbing toy guns that don't even shoot BBs,
well,
metal BBs?
Yes, because what they need to do is get the replicas off the market, because it's going to get so bad in this country, people and children and women are going to start using replicas and all
to scare people away. Exactly. Because and a great point, Bob. I appreciate your call. That's exactly what's happening. It's growing the gun culture because a lot of people are too afraid to buy a BB gun. They're too afraid to buy a real firearm. So it goes BB guns, firearms. But below that, you've got these paintballs, and I've seen the feds going after those. And that are air-powered, and going after these airsoft that shoot the little plastic pellets. And people are having wars with them. They're learning marksmanship. Look, here's the deal. Why do I support the Appleseed movement, the firearms training for citizens everywhere? Because we're relearning our heritage. I mean, when I was 14, folks, I'd been shooting guns since I was 4 years old, and I really got into it, and I could shoot to the same hole on a good day at 200 yards if there wasn't any wind. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. I could shoot through the same hole. Now, 200 yards, I can, you know, shoot a pattern about that big with, say, a 30-odd six. I'm still a great marksman. I can, a few times I get to go deer hunting. I won't even shoot deer up close or wild hogs. I'll wait till I see one 600 yards away because I want a little bit of challenge. And what I really learned to shoot good with was a .22 rifle, single shot, just walking around out in the woods, out in the hills and dales of our family ranch, where my dad learned to shoot, where his dad learned to shoot, where his dad learned to shoot, you know, all the way back. And the women, those free people out there, and women, amazing to see those free people. Out there, and women were tough, and women were strong, and women defended themselves. And when America did go to war, everyone, the Germans in World War I were terrified of Americans. Because it didn't matter if you were from New York or Texas or Tennessee or California, Americans were just dreaded, because Germans weren't brought up compared to Americans shooting as many firearms. Because they didn't let, you know, their slaves be armed. Only the wealthy really had the money and the licenses to hunt. And, you know, the Germans were tough and fought and were intelligent fighters. But, you know, they could brush the British aside. They could brush the French aside. They could brush the Russians aside. But when the Americans showed up, it was doom. Since then, they've destroyed much of the gun culture, gotten people in big cities, banned the high school shooting clubs that even New York City had just 20 years ago. And so mothers get scared of guns. They get scared of BB guns. Oh, my kid can't have a BB gun. You'll shoot your eye out. And, yeah, if your kid's got BB guns and was bad kids with no training, that will happen. Just like running in the street will happen with no training. And I said I'd go to your calls, but now I'm ranting on this subject. But really in the last 5 years, but I've really noticed the last two, masses of people are getting into airsoft. I mean, you go to Walmart, you go, which I never go to, but I've seen it there the few times I've been there. You go to Academy, where I go, big sporting goods chain all over Texas. They've got double aisles in the sporting goods of airsoft. I mean, people are, while you're there, just grabbing them, buying them. I tried to buy some more at Christmas. Almost everything was sold out. And you've got women grabbing them, men grabbing them. And they're going out, they're shooting them, they're learning marksmanship, then they're buying real guns. And it's this doorway into the gun culture that they cannot stand. 10 years ago in Texas, they tried to pass a law banning Junior Olympics, banning 4-H shooting clubs, banning YMCA shooting clubs, banning people under the age of 18 being a part of this. We beat that bill. They've tried it all over the country. They want to kill the gun culture, and all the polls show the majority of people are swinging back to a pro-gun culture. They were drinking the Kool-Aid 20, 30 years ago, and they're panicking. And so the ATF just lawlessly shows up and says, I say you can't have this toy gun, and just does it. It's illegal. You heard him. He talked to the head ATF regulation import people in D.C., and they said, what on earth? You give them my number. You tell them, you know, call me. And he calls up and tells them they don't even want to hear it. So they're showing us who they are, and they cannot stand you. And, folks, buy a book on gun safety or go to a gun shooting range. Pay a guy, you know, $30 that works there to give you an hour lesson. Because even with airsoft or anything, you must train your children first how the gun works. You must show them how to use it. They must do it the first 10 or 15 times you take them out in the backyard to shoot the airsoft or wherever you go shoot it, shooting at tin cans or whatever the case is, that if they don't do everything just right, hold at their side, never aim at anyone, then the first time they do something wrong, you say, I'm taking it away from you for a week. And then they'll remember. And then you train them on that. You train them as if it's a real gun. Once you've learned basic safety yourself, for those that aren't in the culture of liberty, we want you to join us. It's an open hand. Stand with George Washington in 1776. Be an armed, free person. And then after they know their gun safety for a year with an airsoft, get them a BB gun. Only let them take it out, lock it up when you're with them. And they will be completely gun safety for the rest of their lives. It's like dog training. You must pass on the liberty. You must pass the sword on generation after generation. You must not allow them to geld you, to castrate you. Okay, I just spent 10 minutes on that. Let's go to calls. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking the call. Hey, I know it's been a little while since I think you've had Dr. Labo on, and I just want to bring to everybody's attention the wonderful John McCain, who's running re-election commercials here in Arizona, talking about how he's not for big business and how he's fighting Obama, has introduced this Dietary Supplement Safety Act. And there is a, I don't know if Dr. Labo has information on her foundation website to take direct action, but there is a website. I have no affiliation with them, but it's www.lef.org. LEF stands for Life Extension Foundation, and they have an article about this and what this act is set up to do, which is basically it's a step in the wrong direction.
McCain's introduced, as you know, legislation to restrict mainline vitamins under Codex Alimentarius. It just happened a month ago in Canada. This is really happening.
Yeah, it is. It is. And this particular act basically says that if the FDA suspects that there could be a problem with a product, with a particular supplement, they can take full control over that supplement, yank it off the shelves, give it over to the pharmaceuticals under use patents, and this supports completely putting dietary...
Just like the ATF has been given phony power to do whatever it wants outside law, just like the Environmental Protection Agency's listing carbon dioxide as a deadly nerve weapon, the most deadly thing ever known. I mean, it's ridiculous. Congress won't pass the law, so they just do it. Great points. In fact, I keep meaning to cover that McCain Act. We got search engine for me. We'll cover it coming up after some more calls. McCain bill to restrict supplements. It's been all over the mainstream news. And then there was that Toronto Star article about pharmacies told to pull supplements off shelves. They just said, period. This all must be prescription. And you've got the big pharma companies patenting fish oil, patenting vitamin C, patenting this. So you have to pay hundreds of dollars for fish oil or hundreds of dollars for vitamin C or Malaleuca oil one of the big ones they're going after is aloe vera. I mean, if this isn't tyranny, what is? And so when we come back from break, we will continue with your phone calls. So let's just jam one in right now or get his call started. Let's talk to who's up next here? Toby in West Virginia. Get started.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to say, first off, thanks to you and your staff for all the good you're doing for this great country. Second off, I was wondering about the North American Union, if you wonder if we're just on some turns towards the end of that. And also, I have to be hurried because I've got to go do other stuff. But if Kevin Trudeau, when he was on your show, he talked about the stock market collapse around 9,000 points. I wonder if you had heard any information from him and what was going on with that situation.
No, I don't know about what Kevin Trudeau says, but I don't even really remember that, but I'll look into it. But your other question was very, very important. What was the first question again? It was about the North American Union?
Yes, sir. If all the failing economy and all the, like, everything that's going on with everything sort of collapsing and financing.
Let me comment on that on the other side. That's a very important question. Then Blake, Roger, Bill, and others, stay with us.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. Got some big guests coming up this week and next week, like Jesse Ventura, Max Kaiser, Gerald Celente, and Ron Paul. Congressman Ron Paul, what, he's on Thursday, right? Thursday, correct? Double confirmed, yes. Okay, let me answer the last caller, Toby in West Virginia's question. The North American Union signed in March of 2005, secret agreement, FOIA request, Judicial Watch sued when they wouldn't give them to him, got it. It talks about, it's in my film Endgame, we have copies of the documents, North American integration by stealth for a North American Union, towards a union. And Vicente Fox has been on CNN and said it is a North American Union. And if you notice, they have cross-military agreements, cross-drug trafficking interdiction agreements, cutting off their competition. They have agreements on trade. They have internal trade ports with Mexico. And the NAFTA superhighways, the big leg of it in Texas, they just renamed it last year. But I saw Dallas Morning News Sunday when I was at Dan's Hamburgers driving home, getting a hamburger, and I didn't have $1.50 to buy the Sunday paper of change, but I saw it in the paper machine. It said, this big highway that wasn't going to be a toll road in Dallas is going to be one. It was part of the Texas Trans-Texas Corridor, part of the NAFTA Superhighway System, but now it's just been named something different. So what they did is they stopped branding it as the big North American Superhighway, and they just call it now legs of it. Oh, we won't make this road outside Austin a toll road since the legislature said no and since taxpayers already paid for it. Oh, it is now. Oh, we're not going to build these 8,000 miles of roads or seize 8,000 miles of roads in Texas and put toll roads on it. We won't call it the Trans-Texas Corridor anymore, but we're just going to go ahead and do it. I remember early 2009, it was in the Associated Press. In fact, pull up the headline. Trans-Texas Corridor canceled. And then the third paragraph down in the headline, Trans-Texas Corridor canceled, it said the new plan is to no longer have that name, but build them each as a piece in pieces and take over existing roads, no longer under the high publicity name. And so out of depression, out of recession, if you read the SPP documents that Judicial Watch got that we cover in Endgame, they said, out of the threat of terror, out of economic collapse, out of a flu pandemic. That's it. Print that for me. Out of that, in fact, go to the original news source so I get the whole article, not just the blurb that was saved in InfoWars. Out of all these crises, they then push the integration. They always get more federal control. The feds order a stand down at Katrina. Then they say, oh, we screwed up. We need more funds. We need more power. Okay, let's go to another caller. Let's go ahead and talk to Blake in Canada. Blake, you're on the air.
I just wanted to call and say that this Friday, the Sarnia City Council members are meeting to talk about the fluoride, which is already in our water. And so me and a couple of my friends are going to go down with a like fact sheet and stand there and hand them out and talk to everybody who comes in or goes in.
You need more fluoride. That's why you're upset. Drink your extra fluoride and you'll start feeling better.
That's pretty much what they claim.
Well, give the name of your town again. Everybody should go who's listening in that surrounding area and say, stop force medicating. Even if you believe fluoride is good for your teeth, which the American Dental Association 3 years ago said kids under six shouldn't do it, gives you dental fluorosis, weakens your teeth. Say for sunburn, to stop a sunburn, you don't drink sunscreen is the analogy I've seen people put out. So why are they force medicating us and now proposing lithium and Prozac in our water to make us stop killing each other? If it would just stop one murder or if it would stop one assault, shouldn't we all just be drugged? It's a kinder, gentler place. But take the North American Union. Think of all the headlines you've seen in your Canadian news about the Olympics, U.S. troops there. Think about how you're in the North American Union on that front.
Yeah, it's getting pretty bad. You can see it happening. But I do see definitely, like, everywhere I go, there's, like, within one classroom I've seen, there's, like, three-quarters of the classroom really knew what was going on and had seen some of your films and were listening to your show.
Is that in college or high school?
high school.
So in high school, three-quarters of the class know what we're doing.
Yeah, well, a couple of them were my friends, but I informed the teachers of what's going on, and one of the students came up to me and said, "Oh, so you have heard of Bohemian Grove?" And I started laughing and started talking to him about it.
Hey, give us the name of the town and the date of the protest against the fluoride.
This Friday at the City Hall in Sarnia, Ontario.
What time?
Well, I'm going to go down there. We're going to go down there probably 8 o'clock.
Okay, good job. Good job. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side. More of your calls, tons of news. Nigel Farage fighting the bankers. Hoorah.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with AirAndAqua.com. Using purification devices from AirAndAqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit AirAndAqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop AirAndAqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, "Seashores of Old Mexico." It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. Lone Star State should be renamed Texas.
All right, I'm gonna take some more of your calls, then play a little bit of this video. It's 10 minutes long. It's all up on PrisonPlanet.com if you want to see the whole thing. Of Nigel Farage talking about how they're ordering him to not criticize Herman Von Rumpy, violating his free speech. Herman Von Rumpy is unelected. The bureaucrats put him in as the head of the EU. But then the elected parliament from the nations has no authority or power. And England never voted to be under this. They're just expanding it. And every country that gets to vote on it, like France, votes to get out, but then the bureaucrats won't let them get out. So that is coming up amongst some other important news. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Roger in Georgia. Roger, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to call and thank you for always being spot on. I really enjoyed your interview with Shooter Jennings. Didn't realize he was Whalen's son. The reason that I'm calling is I just wanted to tell you about our local newspaper here, the Cherokee Ledger News. You know, rather than talking about the fact that teachers are getting pay cuts of 5% next year, furloughed, and the economy's terrible, they're excited to let everybody know that the forces with our police department, we're getting new Bearcat armored vehicles, and they're going to be sent out on all domestic violence calls, 90% of police calls, and these nice vehicles are going to have blue lights in them. So when they come to your house,
armored tanks rolling around just everywhere, because we're the enemy. The government is building up to wage war against the people.
Absolutely. I don't have to take my kid to the D-Day Museum or build, you know, toy tanks with him at home to get him to learn about military equipment, because it's going to be in his neighborhood just like communist Russia during the Cold War.
I mean, look, by every yardstick, we are becoming a mega tyranny. Go ahead.
Absolutely. But, yeah, I just wanted to, one more comment I want to say again. I really enjoyed, you know, Stephen King's lead-in to Shooter Jennings, and I thought a good idea for you is to put together Alex Jones' top 20 hits, because I just love the music you play during the interims, and maybe have your little commentary with each song that you play, and I just wanted to share that with you because I just think you're awesome. You're doing a great thing. You really woke me up about a year ago, and I'm bringing some family members on board that would have never believed what's going on, but now that I can show them locally in the paper and stuff what you're talking about, it brings the needle to
the head, so to speak. So. Well, sir, I appreciate your call, and I love the great point you make about, like, we're communist Russia or something. I mean, it's just, the whole world's saying we're like communist Russia. I mean, this is, but again, the black mask, the tanks, the wheeled vehicles, the armored vehicles, the APCs, the LAVs, it is all to intimidate us. If it really goes into martial law, those things aren't going to do anything for them. Tyrants go to bars. Tyrants live at home. Tyrants are out on the street. You know, I mean, if they've ever gotten to a physical conflict, which I don't want to happen, their APCs will become our APCs. I mean, don't you understand? You could have no weapons and take back your country with a baseball bat. You can get all the guns you ever wanted with a baseball bat or a ball-peen hammer or a sword. You can get all the weapons, all the APCs, if you've got the will. But again, we want to fix it. We want to reach out to police and military. Go to talk to them in your town. You know, discuss with them what's happening. Most of these cops aren't bad. Okay, let's go to another caller. Let's talk to Bill in North Carolina. Bill, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, Alex, first off, I want to thank you for waking me up about 2 years ago. I want to just add on to a conversation that you were having with Brad Martin. On the user-consumer side of the airsoft, right after Christmas, after a bunch of kids in my neighborhood got the airsoft guns, we went out to my boss's property where we have a building but also some wooded area, and it's all paid for. We own it. And we had about 17 kids out there with airsoft rifles aging from probably, you know, 4 years old all the way on up, and a bunch of little tiny four-foot kids with helmets on. And within minutes, we had... 9 sheriff cars show up. They corridored both sides of the road.
Yeah, well, I mean, hold on and tell your story. Tell your story. But I see in the news about every week or two, I've had friends. I have some Iraq war vet friends who were out at their own cousin's farm in a rural area of the state, and they were having an airsoft battle, and even their neighbors called the police on them, and they confiscated the airsoft. So people aren't allowed to have fun because the public is so brainwashed that if they see people running around, you know, shooting toy guns at each other. So what happened? You're on your own property. You're out there. You got people having a good time. What happened?
Well, the first thing is I was in the woods, and I came out with the woods, and I'm prime military. I came out with my weapon down on the ground and my hands on my head, and we go up to the main man, and we're like, hey, look, we own this. And he's like, well, let me see the guns. And I was like, dude, they're fake. You know, can you see the orange on them, you know? So we took the casing off, and we showed him the BBs inside of it. And after arguing with him for about 15 minutes, you know, they finally agreed to leave. But
wait a minute. Oh, so when they knew it was a plastic toy gun. People aren't really familiar with airsoft. Some, it's like paintball. You were still bad. See, because if they come, you're bad. You're a slave with even a toy gun. That doesn't look good to a parasite.
Oh, absolutely. And the worst part about it is, you know, we've got all these scared kids there, and they said, well, you kids are running into the other buildings holding, you know, going up to people with weapons. And it's like, no, we're not. We're sitting on our own private property.
This is about teaching the kids. No, you're not going to be involved in a Second Amendment culture. That's why they have these drills from Texas to Minnesota, from California to New York. Every state I've seen articles, I put it in some of my films, where the police, unannounced, come in, point real guns at kids' heads. In one case in Dallas, they killed Cop of the Year, just so happened, at one on video Detroit, the cop shoots himself. And they scream and yell, I'm going to kill you. I'm a militia who's against public school. To demonize and brainwash, that's trauma-based mind control, to demonize the Second Amendment. So after 15 minutes, I mean, did the cops apologize, or did they say, no, we can't wait for the day to even take your toy gun, punk?
No, they had no sense of humor. They were severely upset, and it was crazy. If I could add one more thing on too, Alex, for everybody out there that's just learning about Alex, if you purchase, you know, a Don't Tread on Me or an InfoWars t-shirt and you wear that in your neighborhood, you will find like-minded people and you will congregate, and for all those people that don't know about it, you'll start to find other people like you.
Well, thank you. I think you should go to the police station, and I think you should go to city council and make a big deal out of this, because they need to know. I understand they heard there was a big shootout, but any idiot could pull up and hear gunshots aren't going off. But once it was a false alarm, that's why I love open carry. We've got to start putting our guns back in our pickup trucks. We've got to start having them out in the open and saying, no, we're Americans. You're not intimidating us into destroying our right to even play with toy guns. I appreciate your call. See, folks, they're in the big lobby out there to protect toy guns, so they're coming after the toy guns. When I get up on air, here it is, and I say that when you buy a $9.95, these cost us like $5, I think, what, $5.50 or something? This is a nice hat. That when you buy the Tyranny Response Team or Come and Take It hats or InfoWars hats or T-shirts, I mean, you wear, especially the T-shirts, because they're bigger. People can see it from further away. I mean, you start wearing this around your town or to city council or wherever you see people or walking your dog, you're going to meet like-minded patriots. We have listeners everywhere. And so you support us, you know, a little bit of money in the hat for the big operation we're building here and all that we do. But you also get great, good-looking patriot apparel. And you meet like-minded people, ladies and gentlemen. So check out all the dozens and dozens of T-shirts, hats, and materials. And every order gets a free pocket constitution with it and an InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com bumper stickers, which really upsets the establishment. Okay, you don't have to put it on your car. You can put it up where other people can see it. Let's go ahead and take another call. I got to move quick now. Who's up next here? Derek in South Carolina. You're on the air.
Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to give you a heads up. I was driving around this morning and listening to Glenn Beck rant about his Mormon doctrine. And he went on and on about how he believes the Constitution is inspired, literally inspired, of God, right? And which I just wanted to give you guys a heads up. It's, you know, it sounds innocent enough, even though it's foolish, but, you know, Mormon eschatology teaches that, you know, there's going to be a great Mormon leader to rise up, take control of America and form a, like, Mormon theocracy of sorts.
Well, I know this. I'm not an expert on Mormons, but I know that they try to approach the best and brightest. When my dad, you know, had, like, one of the top grade averages at UT and had just married my mother. They you know, not just Mormons at the door. They sent, like, the high muckety-mucks from Austin, you know, to come say, you've really got to join. We'll really help you and everything. And I know, and my dad was like, no, thanks. I know there are a lot of Mormons who are big supporters, anti-New World Order, big Ron Paul supporters. Then you get people like Orrin Hatch and Mitt Romney that are Republican in name only. And I don't get into all the infighting of different, you know, groups and sects and religions. But I do, I have read that there's this big Mormon leader coming, and I certainly hope it's not Glenn Beck or Mitt Romney. I appreciate your call, because the fruits of these guys is really, really bad news. And I would also add to that, In fact, I have the transcript of it. I printed it today. Maybe I'll try to dig it out during the next break, but it's video and quotes of Sarah Palin saying our Constitution is being destroyed. We can't let Obama destroy our Constitution. We just authorized the Patriot Act, reauthorized it. And it's following everything Bush did and more. And she said, yes, if we give these Muslim extremists a fair trial, that destroys our Constitution. No, that upholds it. If you've got the proof they're these terrorists, but no, you've been holding Khalid Sheikh Mohammed for 7.5 years. They admittedly tortured his family. He confessed to bombing buildings that weren't built till 3 years after he was incarcerated. He might as well have confessed to sinking the Lusitania or killing Lincoln or crucifying Jesus. This is insane baloney. And so they say we support the Constitution by having the Patriot Act. But see, the name of the Patriot Act is that way. It's a total deception. I'm going to go out to break with about 4 minutes of Nigel Farage. MEP Farage apologizes to bank clerks, but he didn't really do that. He's refusing to back down. UK Independence Party member, European Parliament, Nigel Farage has refused to back down over comments he directed towards EU chief and global governance proponent Herman Van Rompuy. He did apologize for one of the countries he called a non-state. During a speech in front of the EU Parliament last week, in response to calls to apologize for saying Herman Van Rompuy had the charisma of a damp rag and the appearance of a low-grade bank clerk, Farage announced that he would apologize, but only to bank clerks the world over. So he didn't really apologize, as he promised to do. So we commend him. Never a flip-flop out of this guy. Let's go to Nigel Farage, video and audio, in a press conference. And then out of the break, we'll try to take a few more calls and a few more news stories. Stay with us.
Good. Well, I've been for a meeting with the President of the Parliament. It's what's described generally as an interview without coffee. We had a fairly frank discussion. He and I debated what freedom of speech means. And we both agree that freedom of speech is very important, but we have different definitions of what freedom of speech is. My interpretation of freedom of speech is that the limits upon it are that you cannot incite violence, but that it is perfectly fair to criticise other people, and especially to do so in a parliament. That is not President Buzek's interpretation of free speech, and he says that I've undermined the dignity of the parliament. I responded to that by making clear that even in their own Charter of Fundamental Rights, which has just been approved as part of the Lisbon Treaty, Article 11 says that people should be able to speak freely without any institutions stopping them from doing so. We reached an impasse. The upshot of it is this. I've been asked to apologise to Herman Van Rompuy. I've been asked to apologise to the European Parliament. And I've been asked to apologise to the people of Belgium. And I've had time to reflect. I had a short period of time to reflect. And I've decided that I will make an apology. But the only people I'm going to apologise to are bank clerks the world over. And if I've offended them, I'm very sorry indeed. But I'm not going to apologise to Herman Van Rompuy. I'm not going to apologise to the European Parliament. I'm certainly not going to apologise to the people of Belgium. And as a result of that, the President has said that he won't let this sort of thing happen again. What a democratic institution this is, isn't it? He won't let it happen again, and he will let me know shortly of what my penalty will be. So I am assuming that he will suspend me for a period of time from the Parliament. I'm assuming that he will try, through the Conference of Presidents, to get my position as leader of a group in the Parliament taken away. And all I can say is that those of us that have battled against the European institutions on the basis that they were becoming fundamentally undemocratic have been proved to be right. I have not used unparliamentary language. I have not incited dislike or hatred. I have merely expressed an opinion. And in doing so, there is now actually a debate about who is Herman Van Rompuy, why is he being paid more than Obama, and just what powers has he got. And I'm not going to apologise if what I've said sparked a debate off right throughout the European Union about these institutions.
But you insulted him. I don't think that was insulting. I mean, compared with the sort of insult that I've had in this Parliament from the leaders of the other groups, I don't think that the two compare. And frankly, you know, what Mr. Van Rompuy wants to do is to take away from us our democracy and our rights of self-government. You can't do that without us as elected members coming back and saying we're not very happy about it.
What should you say about personally insulting someone without saying, describing him as a dead man?
Well, I think you have the charisma of that drag, and I challenge you to find anybody who listens to that speech in the European Parliament.
While many people might agree with the sentiment of what you're saying, what's the tone? I mean, you started off by saying, I don't mean to be rude, and then went on to be fantastic.
No, I wasn't quite fantastic.
Okay. That audio is a little bad for radio and TV, but you can watch the whole press conference. It gets better towards the end. Let's go ahead and jam in another call right now. Let's talk to Rick in Florida. Rick, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. Alex, are you aware that it's been a year since you've posted anything new to your audio blog? Because I used to really enjoy listening to that. And, you know, outside your thoughts outside of the constraints of the radio business. And it's been a year.
You know, I didn't know. Time flies. I do intend to do the radio blog. I've just got to come give it to somebody and have them upload it. And then I'm doing international TV today, radio tomorrow, and then I'm so busy. Sometimes late at night I do want to say something. I do need to remember to take the audio recorders home and do the audio blog. That's a good idea. Anything else? I appreciate the call, Rick. We're going to come back and jam in Pete, Vinny, and Nick here at the end of the show. Deborah Medina, folks, it's your chance to vote for her in Texas, but regardless if she wins or loses, it's already the great showing she made shows the grassroots support for someone who wants property rights and the Second Amendment. And that's enough of a reason to vote for her right there. We'll be right back. We'll find out what happens tomorrow. Stay with us.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, No Rebound Congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
We're about to go into retransmission on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave satellite, the internet. Don't forget the free podcast on the listen link at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can download it. Listen to it where you want, how you want, where you want. Don't forget the free iPhone app. Over 20,000 people have downloaded it in the last 3 weeks. Even if you don't have an iPhone, you can go to Infowars.com, get that link, and send it to whoever you want who has an iPhone. They can listen how they want, when they want, where they want on their iPhone. I want to jam in a few final calls here right at the end of the show. I won't have time to get to more news, unfortunately, but we'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. In thanking some of the sponsors that made today's radio show possible, one of them is eFoodsDirect.com, the premier storable foods company out there in America. And they've got a really good special running now where you buy so many meals and get some free. They got a bunch of other specials. They've got ready-to-eat meals. They've got so much there. eFoodsDirect.com. Just the letter eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners up on my websites if you miss it. Or 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. Don't forget, talk about the Second Amendment gun culture. Don't forget Front Sight. FrontSight.com. At the front of your rifle, it's not enough to just own firearms. You can go out to Pahrump, Nevada, and they got some online stuff, too. Very inexpensive, and get a free firearm with your 2-, 4-, 5-day training. They have different packages. Attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit. Plus, if you act fast, the owner will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. You can't beat the deal. FrontSight.com, ladies and gentlemen. Before I jam in two final calls, I also wanted to tell you about MySolarBackup.com. Have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com because there's never been a better time to get started getting off the grid and guarantee you your own supply of electrical power. Here's why. Plug-and-play solar generators from Solutions from Science are available. These portable power systems need no installation and supply household current whenever or whatever area they're needed, producing electricity directly from the sun. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly and emits no fumes. So go to MySolarBackup.com to request a free information package today. That's MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. And again, those sponsors make this show possible, and we love them, whether it's FrontSight.com or MySolarBackup.com or eFoodsDirect.com. Let's go ahead and talk to Vinny. No, Pete's up next. I'll do Pete and Vinny. Pete, quick comment from North Carolina.
Yeah, Alex, I was just calling about this airsoft and this idiot from the ATF. Who is this guy? I mean, does the ATF bureaucracy, do they support what he's done?
Yes, I mean, and he's God. He says, I'll ban BB guns, I'll ban water guns, I'll ban whatever I want. I'm God.
That's just unbelievable. I mean, I'm a former law enforcement officer from like the 80s and 90s, and this is embarrassing to me. It's embarrassing. And I'm 47 years old, and I have the perspective of being able to see how things used to be and how it was when I was a cop. And these newer generations, it seems to me, it just gets worse and worse and worse. The abuse of power, the Pittsburgh, I believe it was the G20 summit, that was horrifying when I saw the videos of that, their behavior. And that wasn't just individual cops that did that, knowing what they do on the inside, because I was on the inside. They were briefed. I mean, that was the department's policy with what those cops did.
They were told to go into shopping areas, and old women would walk out with bags and say, I can't be on the street, and have police dogs attack them or knock women off their bikes, or they went to the university to say you can't be outside at the park, and people said, I can't be outside. They want to set that precedent. God bless you. We need more people like you. to be peace officers. Too bad most of the good guys are getting out. God bless you. Sorry to the other callers. Retransmission starts now. Infowars.com. Great job, crew.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com.